Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Now here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College women are going to open up their 2012-2013 season here this afternoon with a ball game against William Penn as we spend a couple of minutes with new Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter. And coach, it's finally here. It's game week and your first ball game as a head coach.
Yeah, it's been an exciting week. You know, we've been preparing in practices for this game and I think our kids are ready to go. They've been working hard and trying to understand what we're going to do tonight, and so it should be exciting.
Your first game as a head coach here at Hastings College, just your feelings?
This is you know, to be a head coach anywhere would be exciting, but to be able to, you know, to coach at Hastings for my first head coaching job and game ever is pretty exciting.
Probably a lot of ears, a lot of eyes going to be on you coaching-wise. Do you feel any added pressure as you get ready to coach for the first time?
Oh, no, not at all. More excitement, just excitement that the people in the community and our fans and parents and everybody are excited. There's really nothing better than having, a core group of people interested in your program.
Opening up on the road, is that going to be a little bit easier for you?
Oh, I don't know about that. Not necessarily. The road games are just as difficult to prepare for and things like that. But, I think it'll be good for our kids to open up here.
You guys obviously been working out here for the past couple of weeks. Had some scrimmages thrown in there. What are your feelings right off the bat?
This team's going to be a lot like us. They're going to be, try to play fast and in transition. And they're going to try to really guard man-to-man. I think we're already familiar with the style that they're going to play. Coming off of our couple of scrimmages, our first scrimmage, I was really pleased with how we played. We shot the ball particularly well. The second scrimmage that we played against Cloud County, that wasn't the case. We struggled shooting. So, we need to really be consistent in shooting. And if we're not, we need to be able to get some stops and big rebounds, to stay in the game when we're not hitting shots.
I was going to say, is this team good enough to overcome maybe a poor shooting night?
Sure. If we can guard the way we want to guard and maybe create some turnovers from our defense, that obviously creates easy opportunities on the offensive end, or it can. We've talked a lot about that, just being solid defensively and allowing that to kind of carry us until we start to hit some shots and get comfortable in the game.
Well documented, that's the biggest change that we're going to see from maybe last year with Coach Dittman to Hastings College under Kerry Hofstadter. We're going to play a much more up-tempo style of defense and offense too, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We have the athletes to do that. We have the athletes that, can play in the full court and, run and play in transition. And so we're going to utilize those strengths. And I'm not sure even if we didn't have those strengths, we might try to do it anyway. So
obviously, Alicia Stadler was the big key from a year ago, averaged close to 16 points per ball game. She is gone. But Laurel Zwiener, I understand, has had a great fall camp, and she'll take over.
Yeah, Laurel is looking really good right now. She is coming off of a week of a back issue. She hasn't practiced a lot this week, but she's ready to go tonight. And I think she, if she feels good and can play some minutes, I really think she can be a factor in this game.
A couple other returning starters from a year ago, and Brittany Wong and Taz York, and they'll continue to contribute this year, I assume.
Yeah, Brittany's our point guard, and she's gonna help run the show. So I'm really looking for her to set the tempo and to get our other players off to the right start. She's got some good experience over the past couple of years, and that's helpful. And then Taz, is a great shooter and really. Smart offensive player, and she's really progressed defensively over the last couple of months. So really excited about those two and the potential for their impact on the team.
got seven, eight other girls that saw considerable playing time a season ago. And I assume all those girls are going to be in the mix in some sort of a rotation fight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everybody we have here tonight, we've got 13 kids we brought tonight. And every one of them, you know, could get in the game and make an impact. That's the thing about these kids is, you know, they're all a little bit different. And they all bring something different to the team and can contribute in different ways. And so, you know, they all have an opportunity to make an impact.
We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Hastings College Basketball today on 1230 KHIS.
Like, okay, so we all know the 80s were wicked bad.
I, like, totally miss them, you know?
Righteous. Well, the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce is kicking it with the awesome 80s variety show.
That's so gnarly, dude. Like, when?
Friday, November 16th at the Hastings City Auditorium. It's going to be so tubular.
Sure?
So sure.
Awesome!
Everything gets started around 6 p.m. where you can chill for social hour and a taste of Hastings. You can be awesome in casual dress.
Ew, gag me with a spoon.
Or you can be totally radical in an 80s attire rocking the big hair.
What hair?
Tickets are just $15 a person.
And corporate tables are so available.
Chill for a totally wicked, gnarly, gag me with a spoon evening featuring live entertainment at the Awesome 80s Variety Show. Dude, what's your damage? Call the Chamber now at 461-8400.
I'll totally see you at Awesome 80s.
Back from New Hastings College women's basketball, Coach Carrie Hofstetter. She's getting ready to make her Bronco debut here today in Concordia at Concordia University. We play William Penn here tonight. These early ball games, Coach, do you really break down your opponents like we would during maybe later in the season, or is this more about you than about your opponents?
Yeah, you know, we did a little bit. Obviously, there's not a lot of game film available on William Penn just because, you know, they only have one game under their belt. So, you know, it's primarily about us making sure we're all on the same page, making sure that we know what we're doing offensively and defensively. And, you know, we've done a little bit of game prep for these guys, scouting report, things like that, because I think it's important for our kids to get into the habit of doing that and preparing for the game. And I think that's going to help us be a lot more consistent this year in their game preparation and how we get ready and you know, breaking down the opponents, you know, offensive sets and just knowing what to expect is really going to help us have a defensive edge.
Is the preparation during the week when we get into the season, is it going to be a whole lot different than what they're used to in the past?
Yeah, you know, we'll do a lot more. We watch a lot of film, both of ourselves and of the opponent. I think it's really important for the girls to see what they should expect. It gives a lot of extra information that may not be obvious on a scouting report on paper or even in the stats, you know, girls' strengths and weaknesses and you know, things that they can pick up on. So defensively, they'll have a little bit of an edge when we play the game.
William Penn already with a game under their belt. They played this week on Tuesday night. Is that a big advantage? They got one game under your belt. You're out here for your season opener.
Oh, probably. I mean, I would say that, you know, they've got that first game jitter out. But, you know, hopefully that doesn't bother us too much. You know, William Penn, they don't have a lot of trouble scoring. So we're going to definitely have to, you know, waste some of that nervous energy on the defensive end and get some stops early. And I think that will help us with those, you know, first game jitters.
It looks like they're loaded on this basketball team. They got a second team All-American. They got some all-conference players from a season ago. Looks like a team that's got plenty of talent out there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they have about four or five kids that are really pretty good scorers, and they all kind of do something different. You know, they have number 23. She shoots the ball really well. And then, they have a kind of a 3-4 man that was a second team All-American last year who is really super athletic, and she can rebounds hard and she gets to the rim kind of whenever she wants. So we're definitely going to have our work cut out, you know, in just containing her and trying to, you know, limit her touches. We feel like if we can, you know, keep her from catching the ball, then obviously, you know, she can't hurt us quite as bad.
And to play some defense tonight, is that good to get started, I guess, under this new system?
Absolutely. You know, we've been trying to convince our kids that we need to to really play with a lot of energy on the defensive end and, you know, rebounding. And so, I think it's a good first challenge. It's going to help us to know right away, you know, where we're at and where we need to go from here.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. It's William Penn and Hastings College tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Kerry Hofstetter pregame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Now, stay tuned for the tip-off straight ahead.
There's a place in Hastings that plays a vital role in providing public access to information and technology to our community. A place that is critical for economic development and quality of life in Hastings. That place is the Hastings Public Library. Our library serves over 400 people every day from Hastings and Adams County. The computers alone are used more than 3,000 times each month, and that demand will only grow. To continue to grow with the community, the Hastings Public Library needs to renovate, rewire, and get ready for the future of learning. Not only that, the Hastings Public Library wants to be a safer place for all by removing asbestos, updating the electrical system, and becoming fully accessible to those with disabilities. Your help makes the Hastings Public Library better for all of us. Learn more at renewhastingslibrary.com. Let's remodel and upgrade our Hastings Public Library. We're halfway through our $5 million goal for the renovation, and we need your help. Join us, renewhastingslibrary.com.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Waltz Arena. We're in Seward, Nebraska tonight. It's the dawning of a brand new era for Hastings College women's basketball as Kerry Hofstetter gets set to become the fourth head coach of the Hastings College women's basketball program here tonight. Following some real icons, so to speak, in women's basketball at Hastings College. And Dr. Ken Rodas, followed by Tony Hobson, then Jeff Dittman. He resigns at the end of last season. And Kerry Hofstetter, who was a player here at Hastings College, also an assistant coach under Tony Hobson here at Hastings. She moved on to Fort Hays State when Tony left several years ago. Now she is back here as the coach of Hastings College. And she'll get sent for her first ball game here tonight against a team in William Penn. They come in here from Oskaloosa, Iowa. This is a team that has already played once this season as they knocked off Waldorf the other night by a score of 80-61. So welcome to Hastings College basketball for another 2012-2013 season here tonight. Hastings, a team last year that qualified for the NAIA National Tournament up in Sioux City. This is a team that is preseason ranked number 18 in the coaches' preseason poll. Hastings finished 22-11 a year ago, 12-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They've got two returning starters back from that team, and Brittany Wong and also Taz Yorick. They're going to get the start again tonight here under this new system. Brittany Wong averaged 7 points and had 2 assists per ball game a year ago. Taz Yorick averaged 7 points and 1.7 rebounds per game for the Broncos last year. 8 other players saw quite a bit of playing time for Jeff Dittman a season ago. That group is led by Kaylee Raggett, who's been averaging 5.7 points and 2.6 rebounds per game a season ago. She'll be a major factor here in this basketball season for head coach Kerry Hofstetter. 3 players are gone from a year ago. That's all quite a bit of playing time. Of course, the big one, Alicia Stadler. Stadler averaged 15 points and 9 rebounds a game a season ago. Sophia McDermott, 5 points and about 2.2 assists last year, and Courtney Spahn averaged 4.5 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Those players are gone. They've graduated, but some newcomers coming in to the Hastings College basketball program. We expect to see quite a bit of this season. Holly Bauer, of course, the standout player out of Minden. She comes in at 5'9", and also Chelsea Morton, a 5'6" player out of Holdridge, expected to see quite a bit of playing time. In fact, Morton is going to get his start tonight for Hastings College in this opening ball game as a season. Again, William Penn coming in, a record of 1 win, no losses on the season. Beat Waldorf the other night, 80-61. This is a team that finished 12-19 a year ago. They finished 9-9 in their conference, the Midwest Collegiate Conference. They've got a second-team All-American on this team, and Oriel Thomas. She'll get the start here tonight, averaging 14.8 points per ball game from a season ago. Sarah Martin is a all-conference player from a season ago, and Katie Golomski is an all-conference player from a season ago for William Penn. So they got plenty of talent out there tonight. This is going to be a big test for Hastings College as they get their 2012-2013 season started here tonight. This is the Concordia Classic here this weekend. Hastings will play a ball game here against the William Penn in the opener. Then they'll play McPherson College tomorrow afternoon at 12 o'clock here at the Waltz Arena. And Hastings with a big week next week. They've got three games on the agenda next week, including the team that is ranked in the top five in the AIA preseason poll. That's the College of the Ozarks. So a tough beginning here for Hastings College, and it all starts here tonight with William Penn. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Welcome to Waltz Arena here tonight for the Concordia Classic as we get the 2012-2013 Hastings College basketball season underway here tonight. The Hastings College men also playing on the road tonight as they get their season started. They're playing down in Marshall, Missouri against the Missouri Valley. So Hastings College will go with a starting lineup that looks like this. It'll be Cammy Breckman, a 5'9" junior out of Roseland. A season ago, Breckman averaged 4 points and 2.4 rebounds per game for the Broncos. We're going to see a freshman in the starting lineup tonight in Chelsea Morton. Morton, a 5'7" freshman out of Holdridge. Also getting a start at the point guard for Hastings will be Brittany Wong. Wong, a 5'3" senior out of Carmichael, California. Wong averaged 7 points and 2 assists per ball game a season ago for the Broncos. We'll see a Taz York to get things started here this evening, a 5'5" junior out of Sidney, Nebraska. Taz averaged 7 points, 1.7 rebounds per game a season ago. And then Laurel Zwiener is going to be the post player inside for Hastings College. Zwiener has been battling some back problems all preseason long, but she says she's ready to go, and she'll get a start here tonight for Carrie Hostetter. Zwiener is a 6'4" junior out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. Zwiener averaged 4.9 points and 4.9 rebounds per game last season. For William Penn, they will go with Oriel Thomas, a 5'9" senior out of Waynesville, Missouri. She's their second-team All-American from a season ago. She averaged 14.8 points per ball game last year and 10.7 rebounds per game. Sarah Martin is a 5'6" senior from Anthem, Arizona. Martin averaged 6 points and 3 assists per game last year. Sam Abens is a 5'7" junior from Knoxville, Iowa. Abens in the starting lineup as a returner from a season ago. Katie Golomski is a 5'8" sophomore from Owana, Iowa. Glomsky averaged 11 points per game last year, an all-conference player in the MCC. And then Taylor Reed, a 5'9" senior from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Reed into the ball game tonight, averaged a couple of points per ball game last season. William Penn from Oskaloosa, Iowa, 12-19 a year ago, 9-9 in the MCC. Already 1-0 on the season. Hastings College playing their season debut here this evening in Concordia. Hastings College will shoot to our basket to our right. The Broncos dressed in their black uniforms there to start off the season, and Hastings controls the opening tip. William Penn going to start off in a man-to-man defense. On the wing is Taz York. They feed it inside to Zwiener. Turnaround jumper from the elbow is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Thomas. Oriel Thomas runs her back the other way. The pass is going to be deflected. It's loose. It's picked up here on the left side of the lane. The scramble is on, and we finally got a jump ball called. A jump ball called, and the arrow pointing in favor of William Penn. So the season is underway. Hastings and William Penn tonight in women's college basketball here in Seward. William Penn will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Sarah Martin will play it in for William Penn. Here's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good there by Thomas. And the rebound comes down to Hastings College. With the ball is Taz York. Gets it ahead now to Brittany Wong. Hastings on the attack with 30 seconds into the ball game. No score. Cammy Brecklin goes inside to Zwiener. Zwiener with her back to the basket, spins around, kicks it out here in three-point territory to Martin, goes down to Wong, gets it inside to Zwiener, turn around, off of the baseline, a shot no good, ball tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be William Penn ball. Last touchdown there by Chelsea Morton, the freshman out of Holdridge. So Hastings College now going to attack in backcourt. This is a little bit of a change from a season ago. Hastings will turn up the pressure defensively, but William Penn breaks it easily. There's a shot into the forward court by Taylor Reed. It's going to be no good. Zwiener had the rebound. She had it knocked out of her hands by Reed, and it's going to be Hastings College ball. Hastings College will come back the other way. We've played about a minute here in the ball game. No score between Hastings and William Penn in women's college basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Down the near sideline, Morton has got the ball. Morton comes out here to Taz York, top of the key. Over on the wing now to a Cammy Brecklin, picked up by Thomas of William Penn. Brecklin takes it down to the baseline, comes back out to Zwiener at the elbow, out to Taz. Her shot for three is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Golomsky of William Penn, and the foul is going to be called. Golomsky came down with the rebound there for William Penn, and the foul is going to go here on Hastings College with 18:43 to play in the first half. The foul is going to go on Brecklin. That's going to be her first foul and the first team foul on Hastings. Doesn't feel like it, but it's a basketball season. In fact, Hastings College men and women both opening up the season here tonight with the Bronco men down in Marshall, Missouri against Missouri Valley. Here comes William Penn back the other way. This is going to be Abens with the ball. She drives it inside. Lowe throws it down on the baseline to Martin, a traveling violation and called on Sarah Martin. First turnover on William Penn here in the ball game, and you can tell it's the opening ball game of the season. A little ragged to get started. Hastings has gone 90 seconds without scoring. In fact, nobody has scored yet. We're down to 18 and a half to play here in the first half. Bringing the ball back for the Broncos. Coming on the right side is going to be a Cammy Brecklin. Holds it out here in three-point territory against the All-American in Thomas. Brecklin takes it to the hole. Dumps it off on the elbow left side to Laurel Zwiener. Down on the baseline to Wong. Puts up a 15-footer. That one misses, no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Broncos will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 18:07 to play in the first half. Still no score between Hastings and William Penn tonight. Brittany Wong will inbound the ball here for Hastings. Wong looking. Comes to the near side. The ball deflected away from Taz York. The scramble is on it. Nearly goes out of bounds. Now it does. And they give the ball to William Penn. A turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. So William Penn will come back the other way. William Penn dressed in their gold jerseys here tonight with their blue trim. Hastings in their all blacks with their crimson trim. No score, 2 minutes into the ball game here. Just by the 18-minute mark. With the ball here is going to be Abens now for William Penn. Drives it down the lane. Her scoop shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Outlet pass comes here to Taz York. Hastings on a 2-on-2. Taz will pull up now inside the three-point arc. Goes to the elbow. Here's a shot taken by Zwiener that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Oriel Thomas for William Penn. Long pass down the floor. Shot is up there and in. Taylor Reed gets the field goal for William Penn. And Hastings falls behind here in the ballgame by a score of 2-0. 17:27 to play. Those are the first points scored in the basketball game here this evening. There's a Chelsea Morton on the wing. Free throw line extended right side out here in three-point territory. Morton trying to drive it. Double team. Goes down in the corner now to Laurel Zwiener. Over on the wing again to Brecklin. Brecklin takes it in the free throw circle. Spins. Can't put up a shot over Thomas. Now forces up a shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Golomsky for William Penn. William Penn comes back the other way. Golomsky with the ball. Gets it down to the hands of Abens. And she'll set things up offensively for William Penn. Over here on the wing is going to be a Sarah Martin. She drives it into the lane. Puts up a right-hand shot over Wong. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Taz York. Hastings has gone 3.5 minutes without scoring here in this basketball game. 2-0 is the score. Morton, she drives the baseline underneath the hoop. Can't put up a shot. Comes out to Wong. Three-pointers up there and in. Brittany Wong buries a three-pointer there for Hastings College, and it took him until the 16:30 mark to score in this basketball game. Hastings has the lead by a score of 3-2, and now we got a timeout, William Penn. 16:27 to play in the first half. Hastings finally gets on the board here. 16:27 to play first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 3, William Penn 2.
This holiday, make laughter.
Oh, baby. Oh, my.
away.
Make goosebumps.
Our first Christmas.
Make memories. Make holiday magic at Zazzle.com. At Zazzle, a few simple clicks is all it takes to make a gift just for them. From playing cards to posters, iPhone covers to throw pillows, there's something for everyone. Choose your gift and then customize with colors, photos, art, messages, and more. Visit Zazzle.com today and save 15% plus get free shipping when you enter code HOLIDAYMAGIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Welch Arena in Seward tonight. Hastings College basketball here on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos going 3.5 minutes without scoring here. But finally, Brittany Wong hits a three-pointer, and Hastings has the lead by the score of 3-2. Here's Abens coming back with the ball right in front of us. Down on the floor here at the Welch Arena, the home of the Concordia Bulldogs. There's a pass deflected. It's going to be taken away. Taken away there by Breckman. That's a second turnover on William Penn here in the ball game. Zweeter has got the ball in three-point territory to Breckman out here. Near the 10-second line down, as they get it to a Brittany Wong. Matched up with her was Sarah Martin. Brittany Wong dribbling with the ball down the near sideline. They get it to a Josie Schomp, who's into the ball game now. Feeds inside to Zwiener. Turnaround jumper is up there. It's off of the front rim. No good. Rebound, Oriel Thomas down the right sideline, streaking back the other way. There's a pass across the court, and it's going to be off of the fingertips of Martin, out of bounds. So a turnover on William Penn as they try to run her back the other way. Into the ball game now for Hastings College is going to be Melissa Thompson. Thompson, a 5'11" and senior out of Papillion, Nebraska. So Thompson comes into the ball game at the 15:45 mark. She's going to replace Laurel Zwiener. Hastings out on top here, 3-2. Women's college basketball here tonight. Wong goes over to Josie Schomp down at the baseline. Pass across the lane. A shot is up there and in. That's Chelsea Morton. Morton scoring on a little five-footer off of the left side of the lane down at the baseline. She gets her first 2 points there as a Hastings College Broncos. So the freshman scoring in her first ball game. 5-2 is the score now. Hastings out on top, trying to drive with the ball there. It's going to be William Penn. They have it tipped away, and it's picked up by Hastings. That's the fourth turnover on the Lady Statesmen so far here in this basketball game. Morton has got the ball. Entry passes right to the fingertips of Melissa Thompson. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings turns the ball away. Second turnover. A second turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. William Penn has got four. Ariel McQuillan is now in the ball game for William Penn. She's a 5'8" and senior from Los Angeles, California. Here comes Jesse Kieser into the ball game as well, a 6'2" and sophomore. She's out of Madona Heights, Minnesota. So now the Lady Statesman with some size in there. Match up with Hastings College. 5-2 is the score. The Broncos have the lead. We're 5 minutes into the ball game here from the Waltz Arena in Seward, Nebraska tonight. Sarah Martin has got the ball here for William Penn. Feeds it inside. That's going to be a McQuillan. Puts it back down in the baseline, and Nusana is up there and in. So William Penn scoring there as McQuillan gets the field goal. That's her first 2 points in the ball game. And now it's a 5-4 ball game in favor of Hastings. Entry pass comes inside. The ball knocked away from Melissa Thompson. Third turnover on Hastings. The ball is brought down here by Glomsky for the Lady Statesmen. So now William Penn can go back on top here with a field goal. Right there at the free throw line is Martin. Her shot is up there. It's in and out. No good. Rebound McQuillan underneath the hole. McQuillan right side of the lane. Puts up a shot. It's up and in. So she comes off the bench to hit a couple of field goals. William Penn has now got the lead. They have scored the last two buckets in the ball game. 6-5 is the score. 14:09 to play here in the first half from Seward. Brittany Wong comes back on the dribble for Hastings College to Cammy Breckman. Now to Josie Schomp. Drives to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Schomp had a rebound. Lost it. Picked up by McQuillan. McQuillan has it knocked loose. Picked up by Thompson. Her shot from just inside the free throw line. No good. Rebound Hastings. The follow shot is up there. No good by Bauer. Rebound comes down to the Broncos. It's knocked loose on the left side of the lane. And it's taken away by William Penn. Knocked away from Melissa Thompson. Here come the Lady Statesmen back the other way. 6-5 is the score. William Penn has got the lead. Sarah Martin with the ball down in the corner on the right side to Kieser. Goes inside to McQuillan. Turnaround jumper on the baseline. Good. McQuillan has come off of the bench to hit 3 2-point field goals. William Penn out on top with a score of 8-5 over Hastings College in the debut for head coach Gary Hofstetter here tonight. Josie Schomp with the ball at the top of the key. Goes over to Melissa Thompson. Thompson holds it. Bounce pass out on top. That's Breckman with the ball. Now to Josie Schomp. Free throw line extended right side of the lane. Back out to the top of the key. Brittany Wong for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to William Penn. Wolomski has got the ball. Runs it back with a right-handed dribble. Dribbles behind her back. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Wolomski with the ball now. Goes over there on the right side to Evans, who's into the ball game. This is Morgan Evans. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Reverse layup is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson of Hastings. Outlet pass goes to Schopp. Right-handed dribble about waist high. Goes down in the corner. There's a shot by Bauer that's put up there. It's going to be no good. Bauer, the freshman out of Minden, misses on her first two shots. Running back the other way is Sarah Martin. Some contact made down in the baseline, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called down here on Hastings College. It's going to go on Brittany Wong. Neither team shooting the ball real well. 8-5 is the score. Hastings is trailing in the ball game. Here comes Laurel Wiener back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Cammie Bruckman. Now Zwiener is going to be matched up inside there with Jesse Kieser, both over 6 foot tall in there for the respective teams. Kieser gets the feed and the shot is up there and in. Jesse Kieser scoring there for William Penn, and the Lady Statesmen have doubled the score on Hastings College, 10-5, with 12 and a half minutes to play here in this first half. And now we got another whistle as Hastings comes into the offensive zone, and a foul here. There's just going to be a violation here on William Penn. Hastings will play things in front of the Lady Statesman's bench. That's Josie Schopp down there to play things in for Hastings. 12 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the first half. 10-5 is the score. William Penn has got the lead. Women's college basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Holly Bauer with the ball. Goes out to Brittany Wong. Over to Melissa Thompson in three-point territory. Thompson holds it. Now drives it down in the baseline. Puts up a shot. No good. She's hacked on the arm. Morgan Evans going to be guilty of a personal foul here. For a William Penn, that's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Lady Statesman. And now they're going to send Thompson to the free throw line. Melissa Thompson averaged 3.8 points and 2.8 rebounds per game a season ago for Hastings. And her first free throw of the season is going to be up there no good. So Thompson misses there. Melissa Thompson, a 5'11" and senior out of Papillion, Nebraska. 10-5 the score. William Penn with the lead. Here's the next shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up in the lane. Lady Spatesman, runner back the other way. This is Morgan Evans with the ball. Evans goes to Abens, who's back in there. Sam Abens trying to drive it. Spins at the elbow. Ball is knocked loose and is picked up here by Melissa Thompson. Turnover number 5 already in William Penn. Hastings College comes back the other way. Holly Bauer goes over to Josie Schopp. Entry pass to get it inside to Zwiener. Turnaround jumper is up there and in. Laurel Zwiener scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Averaged 4.9 points per ball game a season ago. Hastings College is back within 3 points. 10-7 is the score. Here's a McQuellen with the ball now for William Penn. Her one-handed pass out on top. Nearly deflected. The scramble is on. Hastings comes down with it. Josie Schopp has got it. Now we got a foul called. Josie Schopp gets the ball there, and then she was fouled into play here by the Lady Spaceman of William Penn. That's going to be the second personal foul called on the William Penn. This one's going to be called on Sam Abens. That's going to be your first. And the ball game now for Hastings College is going to be Morton. Chelsea Morton back in there, and Brittany Wong comes out. 10-7 is the score. 11 and a half minutes to play here in the first half from the Waltz Arena in Seward tonight. The season opener for the Hastings College women's basketball team. Again, the Hastings College men playing tonight as well. They're down in Marshall, Missouri to take on Missouri Valley in the ball game that starts at 7 tonight. Zwiener turnaround jumper right side of the lane is going to be no good. And the rebound here comes down to a Morgan Evans for William Penn. Left-handed dribble into the forecourt. Goes over to a Glomsky. Now down in the corner. Shot is up there and in. A three-pointer. A three-pointer from the deep left corner is thrown up there by Taylor Reed. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. William Penn goes back out on top with a score of 13-7. Here's Schomp, a left-handed shot in the lane. No good. Rebound Zwiener. Her shot from right in front of the basket is no good. And the rebound comes down to Oriole Thomas. Hastings cannot buy a basket so far here in this basketball game. Thomas has got the ball down in the baseline. Driving, going to the hoop is going to be Evans. Her shot no good. It's going to be blocked out of her hands. And it's going to be William Penn playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. The number one ranked team of the nation, Concordia University, will be in action later on tonight. They'll take on McPherson in the 8 o'clock ball game here. We've got a timeout from Kerry Hofstetter for Hastings College. Things are not going the Broncos' way here. 10 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break. William Penn, 13, Hastings 7.
Calling all sports fans. Are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can at Denham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between. Denham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings at Denham's. Our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. We start the basketball season here tonight. Hastings College women on the road. William Penn out on top of Hastings by the score of 13-7 tonight. Hastings has already turned the ball over three times here in the first 9 minutes and 15 seconds of the ball game. The ball not going into hoop here tonight. I'm sure the defensive pressure is not what head coach Kerry Hofstetter wanted so far here in this ball game. William Penn has gotten 5 points from Taylor Reed. And also they have gotten 6 points off of the bench from Ariel McQuillan so far here in the ball game. And now William Penn will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. This is going to be Golomsky going to play things in. Out to Janae Pritchett down on the baseline. There's a shot taken there by Golomsky. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Laurel Zwiener of Hastings. Gets away to Schomp. Pass down to Florida. Holly Bauer. Shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Getting back there quickly for William Penn. There's going to be Katie Golomsky. Hastings will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 10:32 to play here in the first half. 13-7. William Penn has got the lead. Josie Schomp will play things in. Out here in three-point territory to Martin. Chelsea Martin driving to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Or Morton. Chelsea Morton driving to the hole there for Hastings College. It's around a screen from a Zwiener, and Morton took it right to the hole and scores. He's now got 4 points. So the freshman out of Holdridge making a dent here in the first ball game of the season. Driving toward the hole down the right side of the lane. He's going to be Pritchett. Can't put up a shot. Looking for Thomas. She's got it in the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Josie Schomp going to be hit with a personal foul here for Hastings. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number three on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be William Penn playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 13-9 is the score. The Lady Statesmen have got the lead over Hastings College here. Looking to play things in. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Evans, and the ball's going to be recovered here by Hastings. Picked up by Bauer. That's a sixth turnover on William Penn. Coming back the other way is going to be Morton with the ball. Morton feeds it inside, down low. It's going to be Laurel Zwiener. Nice pass to Thompson. Her shot is up and in. Alyssa Thompson driving down the left side of the lane after Laurel Zwiener posted up on the right side of the lane. An assist to Zwiener. Melissa Thompson gets the field goal. That's her first bucket of the ball game. 13-11. Hastings College has scored the last 4 points. Here's Thomas. Her shot from 12. Rims off no good. Thompson with a rebound. Down to a Josie Schomp. Her pass down the left side of the lane is, or left side of the floor is going to be knocked out of bounds there by Oriel Thomas of William Penn. Hastings will play things in. Off of the far sideline, here comes Bruckman back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Thompson. 9 minutes and 32 seconds to play. You're listening to Women's College Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Josie Schomp with the ball for the Broncos. Gets it to Morton over here. Right in front of the William Penn bench. Holly Bauer now to Morton again. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Zwiener dribbles the ball into the lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to William Penn. Now a foul is called. Rebound there by Golomsky, Katie Golomsky of William Penn. Her personal foul is going to be called here in backcourt. It's going to go on Cammie Breckman. Breckman trying to steal the ball away. Picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. 13-11 is the score. William Penn has got a two-point lead over Hastings. William Penn, the Lady Statesman out of Oskaloosa, Iowa, matched up with Hastings here tonight. There's a shot taken by Martin. It's up and good. A two-pointer by Sarah Martin. She averaged 6.8 points per ball game a season ago. And William Penn has got the lead again, 15-11 over Hastings. Morton with the ball. Bounce pass again. Goes inside to Zwiener. Her left-handed shot is up there and in. Earl Zwiener now with 4 points in the ball game. 15-13 is the score. We mentioned that Kerry Hofstetter, the new head coach for Hastings College. William Penn also has a new head coach making his coaching debut tonight. That's Mike Brown. He was an assistant for William Penn a season ago. Driving the baseline and having the ball knocked out of bounds is Oriel Thomas. over there defensively for Hastings was Chelsea Morton. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Melissa Thompson. Laurel Zwiener will come to the bench. William Penn has got the lead over Hastings, 15-13. There's a Golomsky going to play things in. Comes out to Martin. Goes back down in the corner. On the left side to Golomsky. She takes Bruckman to the hole. Her shot no good. Tip try by Thomas is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Bruckman. Gabby Bruckman with a ball. Waist high dribble across the midcourt stripe. Drives it all into the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a personal foul is called. So the Silver Lake product moves her right to the hole there for Hastings College. And draws the personal foul. Foul is going to go here on the Katie Golomsky. That's going to be her first. Team foul number three on William Penn here in the first half. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Breckman. She averaged 4.3 points per ball game a season ago for Hastings. The first free throw of the season is up there. It's no good. Hastings now 0 for 3 on free throws here in the ball game. 8 minutes and 13 seconds to play first half. William Penn 15, Hastings 13. Gabby Breckman will have one more here. The 5'9" junior out of Silver Lake. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Thomas. The ball inside. Grabbing it there is going to be Keiser. Now a traveling violation is called. A turnover there on William Penn. That's going to be their seventh. Seven turnovers already here in this first half of play for William Penn. Hastings with three. Broncos come back with the ball. They're trailing by a score of 15-13. Here's Cammy Bruckman with the ball for the Broncos. Man-to-man defense here for William Penn. Bruckman dribbling with the ball out here in 3 points. And it's right now a whistle away from all the action here. Underneath the hole, it's going to go on William Penn. It's going to go on Sarah Martin. Martin picks up her first personal foul there for the Ladies Statesman. That's going to be team foul number four on William Penn. Non-shooting situation. So Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Brittany Wong looking. And now a five-second violation is called on Brittany Wong as Hastings having trouble inbounding the ball there from underneath their own hole. So officially a turnover on the Broncos. That's their fourth of the ball game. Now Hastings College applying some pressure here in backcourt. Dribbling of the ball is Sarah Martin. Martin brings it across the midcourt stripe there. Brings it on the wing and the right side to Oriel Thomas. Down on the baseline on the left side, that's Martin with the ball. Martin drives into the basket. Her shot is up there to traveling violation. End of the ball game now for William Penn is going to be Haley Sparks. Sparks, a 5'4" junior from Charleston, Illinois. William Penn has already gone about 11 girls deep here in the first half. 7 minutes and 27 seconds to play a typical first game here. 15-13. William Penn in a low-scoring tussle here tonight with Hastings College. Out on top is Taz Yorick, who's back into the ball game to Brittany Wong on the wing. Brittany drives it, gets the Sparks to the hole and can't put up a shot on the baseline. Gets it back to Morton. She drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is no good, but she's fouling the play. Chelsea Morton driving the ball to the hole there for Hastings College. The foul is going to be called on Sparks. That's going to be your first foul. Haley Sparks picking up the foul. That's going to be team foul number five and the Lady Statesman. And now head coach Mike Brown wants to call a timeout. William Penn wants to talk things over. 7 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. William Penn 15, Hastings 13.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's.
You get 10% rewards, right?
And you get to help your favorite causes.
How does it work?
Sign up with your Macy's card and shop away. You'll get a great rewards card and Macy's will donate to charities.
Sounds great. Thanks for sharing.
Charge $25 to your Macy's credit card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. Go to Macy's or Macy's.com/thanks to enroll in Thanks for Sharing. 10 years of making magic at Macy's.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Their internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Broncos had their first lead of this ball game at 3-2. William Penn has led throughout. They've led by as many as 5 points here in the ball game at 10-5. Actually led by 6 at one time, 13-7. The score is now 15-13 in a typical first ball game, I think, for the season. Hastings has turned the ball over four times, not shooting the ball real well here tonight. William Penn has turned the ball over eight times and playing a ton of people so far in the ball game. Kayla Streeter is going to come into the ball game now for William Penn. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Chelsea Morton for Hastings. Morton, a 5'7" freshman out of Holdridge, got to start here tonight for Hastings in her first game as a Bronco. And her first free throw is going to be up there. It's no good. Hastings now 0-5 from the free throw line tonight. Morton will have one more. Eyes the bucket, dips the knee. Shot is up there. It's good. So she hits 1 out of 2 in the ball game. And Hastings back to within 1 point at 15-14 with 7:06 to play. Hastings applying some pressure in backcourt. William Penn breaks it easily. There's a pass down on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Koizer. And the rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson. Thompson gives it away to Brittany Wong. Wong brings it into the offensive zone. Hesitates now. Drives it. Gives it away to Morton out here in three-point territory. Around the screen from Thompson. Double team. Comes over to Wong. Open for three. Takes a shot and cans it. Brittany Wong hits her second three-pointer of the ball game, and Hastings now has the lead. 17-15. Hastings with a lead with 6:37 to play. There's a Streeter with the ball now. Just inside the three-point arc. Leaves it out on top. Thomas will grab the ball out here for William Penn. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Oriel Thomas, their second-team All-American from a season ago. About 35 feet away from the basket. Out here near the 10-second line to a Sarah Martin. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Martin at the free throw line. Now to Thomas. Thomas throws up a shot. It's going to be up there and in. Thomas scoring there. The defender, Chelsea Morton, fell down, and Thomas had an easy field goal attempt. We're tied up at 17 points apiece between Hastings and William Penn. We're at the 6-minute mark of this first half from Seward tonight. Tammy Bruckman has got the ball out on top now to Taz York. Two-handed pass comes over here on the right wing. Brittany Wong with the ball, 13 on the shot clock. Taz York at the top of the key sends it over to Morton behind the screen. Morton comes over to Brittany Wong. Her shot for three is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Scramble is on the rebound. It's going to be picked up here by Morton. Bounce pass out to Taz. Taz goes over to Cammie Bruckman. Oh, whistle stops play. And we're going to have a 30-second timeout called right here. Another timeout with 5 minutes and 37 seconds to play. In the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 17, William Penn 17.
Go Panthers. The Andersons doing business as O'Malley's Grain wishes good luck at district finals to our Fillmore Central Panthers. Hold the net, spike it down, and get those points. From the Andersons doing business as O'Malley Grain, your superior food-grade corn specialists and grain marketing connection in Fairmont. Weaver Repair is very proud of the talented Fillmore Central Panthers volleyball team. The ladies have worked hard this season, and it shows every time they take the court, and wishes good luck as the athletes compete in the district finals tournament. From the supportive fans here at Weaver Repair in Geneva.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Waltz Arena. We're in Seward tonight for the beginning of Hastings College basketball. You're on 1230 KHAS. Hastings playing William Penn in the season opener. Women's college basketball here tonight. First round of the Concordia Classic here this evening. Hastings will play things in. We're tied up at 17 points apiece in this first half. Brittany Wong has got the ball for the Broncos. Brittany driving it now. Moves it to the right side of the lane. Long pass inside to Laurel Zwinger. Puts up a left-handed shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Oriel Thomas. Long pass ahead. They're going to get the ball to Taylor Reed. Reed, 2-on-3, makes a move right side of the lane. Her shot is going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong now for Hastings College. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Man-to-man defense for William Penn. There's Bruckman with the ball. Frankie Peterson has now got it. Free throw line extended left side. First playing time of the season for Frankie Peterson. Entry pass, they get it inside to Zwiener. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to William Penn. That's Abens with the ball. Sam Abens. Coming back the other way for the Lady Statesman. Gets it away to McQuillan. Her shot from the elbow is up there. It's going to be no good. And now we got a foul called and a rebound as Thomas was mixing it up there with Hastings College. The foul is going to be called on Thomas. That's going to be her first. Mixing it up there with Frankie Peterson. Thomas gets hit with a personal foul. 4:46 to play here in the first half. Hastings 17, William Penn 17. Here comes a Brittany Wong with a basketball now for Hastings College. Met there by McQuillan as she brings it across the midcourt stripe. Wong pulls up right side of the lane. Gives it away now to Morton behind his screen. Here's Cammie Breckman now with 10 seconds on the shot clock. She feeds it inside. It's going to be knocked away from Zwiener. Ball is loose, and now we've got some contact made in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called. They go on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be her first foul. And foul number 5 on Hastings College. Broncos looking for the offense to get on track here tonight. Tied up at 17 points apiece. Here comes Holly Bauer back into the ballgame now, the freshman out of Minden. Hastings will attack here in backcourt. 8 turnovers so far on William Penn here in the ballgame. Now William Penn will bring it back on the dribble. In a tie basketball game, Sarah Martin has got the ball now for the Lady Statesmen. Winds her way back to the floor now, sets up offensively. Spins left side of the lane, puts up a nice shot right-handed. It's up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Earl Zwiener, outlet pass, goes to the far sideline. That's Holly Bauer with the ball. Bauer races it back into the offensive zone for Hastings. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory, gives away to Peterson. Entry pass, they get it to Zwiener. She touches the ball left side of the lane. Turnaround jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to McQuillan. McQuillan runs her back the other way for a William Penn. Behind his screen, moves it down to the right side of the floor. McQuillan dribbling to the ball, comes out here in the three-point territory. Picked up there, man-on-man by Frankie Peterson of Hastings. McQuillan spins to the free-throw line, puts up a shot. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Wong. We're still tied at 17 points apiece. Here's a Frankie Peterson with the ball. Peterson, two-handed pass, goes inside to Zwiener, kicks it back out to Wong for three. Shot is up there, it's good. Brittany Wong has hit 3 3-pointers in the ball game. She's got 9 points, and Hastings now leading by a score of 20-17. Broncos applying this pressure in backcourt. William Penn breaks it easily. Into the forecourt is Abens. A hook shot, or a scoop shot is up there and in. Sam Abens takes it all the way to the hole and scores on a little scoop shot. That's her first field goal. Hastings now leading by a score of 20-19 here in the ballgame. 3 minutes to play here in the first half. There's a Frankie Peterson with the ball. Frankie comes over here. Cammie Breckman inside again. Laurel Zwiener, turnaround jumper, good. That one barely rattles the nets for Laurel Zwiener. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings out on top now, 22-19. There's a Abens with the ball in the lane. Throws it down on the baseline. Shot from Reed from three is no good. Rebounded on the weak side by Abens. Her shot is up and in. Sam Abens scoring. She's got 4 points now in the ball game and a couple of field goals. 22-21. Hastings leading by a point. Broncos come back with the ball. Holly Bauer has got it. Now to Breckman. Breckman's pass is deflected away from Brittany Wong. It goes out of bounds. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Thompson. Replaces Zwiener. Also into the ball game is going to be Josie Schopp replacing Brittany Wong. 2:23 to play here in the first half. Hastings 22, William Penn 21. Hastings will play things in right in front of the Lady Statesman's bench here. On the near side, Frankie Peterson gets it to Josie Schopp. Schopp dribbling with the ball over here for the Broncos. Out here in three-point territory, sends it to Peterson. Left side of the lane, entry pass. They get her down low. A shot by Thompson, no good. And a rebound comes down to Taylor Reed. For William Penn, right in front of us, Taylor Reed comes out to Janae Pritchett. Pritchett drives it down the right side of the lane, kicks it back out here. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Abens. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Josie Schomp for Hastings. Schomp gets it away. Now to a Cam Bruckman into the forecourt. Bruckman at the top of the key, dribbling with the ball. Comes across the top of the circle there. Josie Schomp has got it. A whistle from all away from all the action here. And they're going to whistle this one on the William Penn. It's going to go on Janae Pritchett for the Lady Statesman. Pritchett, a 5'5" sophomore out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. 1:47 to play here in the first half. Women's college basketball tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College preseason ranked number 18. The NAIA preseason coaches poll coming off of their 22-11 season from a year ago. Hastings, of course, qualifying for the national tournament. There's a shot by Bauer from the free throw line. It's going to be up there and in. First point of the ball game for Holly Bauer, the freshman out of Minden. She will get one more shot here. That's the seventh team foul on William Penn. So Hastings now in the bonus situation. Hastings with a 2-point lead, 23-21. Holly Bauer will have one more here for the Broncos. Dips the knees, throws it up there. The shot good. 2-on-2 from the free throw line by Bauer. And Hastings College has a 3-point lead again at 24-21. 1:43 to play here in the first half from the Waltz Arena in Seward, Nebraska tonight. Sam Abens with the ball, drives it down to the left side of the lane. Now gives it away to Pritchett. Pritchett inside the lane there. Retreats back here at the top of the key. Throws it over on the wing on the right side. Entry pass again. They get it inside there to Abens. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the front iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Peterson of Hastings. Frankie Peterson runs her back the other way for the Broncos. Down the lane she goes, all the way to the hoop. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. No good. William Penn got away with a push there. As Mackenzie Feek. No foul called. And William Penn now with the ball right here at the midcourt stripe, and it goes out of bounds. Here on the near sideline, and they give the ball to William Penn. Broncos attacking out here defensively. William Penn will play things in. 1:02 to play here in the first half. 24-21. Hastings with a three-point lead in their season opener here tonight. They play things into a Sam Abens. Picked up out there by Holly Bauer of Hastings College. Abens goes down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper for three. That's going to be up there. Good by Golomski. And a rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson. An air ball thrown up there by Golomski. Thompson gets the rebound. Here's Bauer down in the baseline. 17-footer good. Holly Bauer hits the long-range jumper there for Hastings. And the Broncos now have a five-point lead, their biggest lead of the ball game, at 26-21. The Lady Statesmen come back. Here's a shot off of the left baseline. It's going to be no good there by Pritchett. Ball goes out of bounds. They say it was last touched by who? Last touch by Hastings. Frankie Peterson. Evidently the last girl to touch it. So it's going to be William Penn playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket here. Sam Abens will play it in. The ball deflected but is picked up by Pritchett. Now she drives it to the hole against Peterson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Frankie Peterson. Frankie has got it here for Hastings College. Now to a Josie Schomp into the forecourt. Josie hesitates, drives it down the right side of the lane. Contact made, foul called. Josie Schomp taking the ball to the hole there for Hastings College and draws the personal foul as the eighth team foul in the Lady Statesmen. It's going to go here on Abens. That's going to be your second personal foul. So Josie Schomp now going to the free throw line for Hastings. Schomp, a 5'9" senior out of Hershey, Nebraska. Schomp averaged 1.4 points and about a rebound per game last year. Shot is up there. It's going to be good by Josie Schomp. So after missing their first five free throws of the night, Hastings has come back and hit a couple down the stretch here. Hastings now with a six-point lead here in this one. It's 27-21. We're down to 17.6 seconds to play here in this first half for the Waltz Arena in Seward tonight. Josie Schomp will have one more. Josie waiting here at the free throw line, eyes the bucket, puts it up there. The shot is going to be good. Josie Schomp nails a couple of free throws. Hastings now with a seven-point lead at 28-21 in the waning seconds of this ball game. Here comes Janae Pritchett with the ball, picked up there by Schomp. Pritchett now with 8 seconds, drives it down the right side of the lane, forces up a shot. It goes down through the hole, and she's fouling the play. Off-balance stop there by Janae Pritchett. It goes down through the hole, and she is fouling the play. She'll go to the free throw line. The foul is going to be whistled on Holly Bauer of Hastings. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Hastings. So a chance at a three-point play here by Janae Pritchett from a William Penn. Her shot is up there. It's good. William Penn with a three-point play, and that puts him back to within 4 points. 5 seconds to play. Josie Schomp down the right sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor. Now drives it down the right side of the lane, goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked at the buzzer. And that's the end of the first half of play. Hastings College has got the lead, but everything they've done so far here in the ball game has been a struggle. Hastings with a four-point lead at halftime. It's the Broncos 28, William Penn 24. You're listening to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
This is Governor Dave Heineman. It seems like every day the federal government is grabbing for more power, trying to take more control of our lives. When we want to fight back in Nebraska, I turn to Congressman Adrian Smith. We can trust Adrian to work on issues important to Nebraska, like cutting government spending and making sure our farmers and ranchers can get their products to market without Washington interfering. Adrian is a strong spokesman for Nebraska families. He's consistently voted against reckless spending, and he's working to repeal and replace the federal health care law that raises taxes and cuts Medicare. Adrian's also fighting to keep our taxes low so we can avoid the largest federal tax increase in history. Adrian has a conservative record you can trust. We know where he stands on the issues, and Adrian always stands with Nebraska. Please join me in supporting Adrian Smith for Congress.
I'm Adrian Smith, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Adrian Smith for Congress.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS and also across the nation and around the world on a World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings College with the lead here at halftime. The score is 28-24 over William Penn, the Lady Statesman out of Oskaloosa, Iowa. Checking the shooting numbers in the first half. Neither team shooting the ball real well here in this one. Hastings just 10 out of 32 from the field in the first half for 31%. The Broncos have hit 3 out of 7 from 3-point range for 42%. Hastings from the free throw line tonight, 5 out of 10 for 50%. William Penn has hit 11 out of 32 from the field in the first half for 34%. They're just 1 out of 6 from behind the 3-point arc for 16%. They've hit their only free throw of the ball game. Rebounding-wise, Hastings getting out-rebounded by William Penn, 24-21. Officially, 5 turnovers in the ball game for Hastings College in the first half. William Penn has got 8 turnovers. Hastings has got 1 block shot and 4 steals in the first 20 minutes. William Penn has got 2 block shots and 2 steals. Hastings College and William Penn going toe-to-toe here in this first half. 28-24 is the score. Hastings with a 4-point lead here at halftime. Largest lead for Hastings in that first half was 7 points at the 17-second mark. William Penn had a 6-point lead with 11:08 to play in the first half. The score has been tied once. 3 lead changes here in the ball game, and Hastings has got the lead right now, 28-24 over William Penn. Brittany Wong is leading the way for Hastings so far. She's hit 3 3-pointers in the ball game. In fact, Wong is hitting 3 out of 6 in the field tonight, including 3 out of 5 from 3-point territory. So Wong is leading the way with 9 points. Laurel Zwiener has got 6 points in the ball game. She's already attempted 13 shots in the ball game. She's 3 out of 13 from the field. So Laurel Zwiener has got 6 points. Chelsea Morton has got 5 points in the ball game. She's nailed a couple of field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Holly Bauer has hit a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 4 points. Josie Schomp has hit a couple of free throws for 2 points, and Melissa Thompson has hit a field goal. She is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 2 points. But again, Laurel Zwiener is leading the way. She's got 6 points for Hastings College here at halftime. William Penn has played a ton of folks already here in this basketball game. They're being led by Taylor Reed. She has got 5 points in the ball game. She has hit a 3 and a 2-pointer. Sam Abens has hit a couple of field goals for 4 points. Janae Pritchett has hit a field goal, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. She has got 3. Jesse Cruiser has got a field goal for 2 points in the ball game. Sarah Martin has got a field goal for 2, and Oriel Thomas, the second-team All-American from a season ago, who was averaging 14 points per ball game last season, has hit just 1 field goal so far here in this basketball game against Hastings in the first half. She's got 2 points. The leading scorer for William Penn is Taylor Reed with 5, and the leading scorer for Hastings is Brittany Wong. She has got 9 points. Hastings out on top here in women's college basketball in the 2012 season opener tonight. The Broncos 28 and the Lady Statesmen of William Penn 24. Coming up, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week from Hastings College and then Hastings College Spotlight with Tyson Ervonik. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
It's that meal that you look forward to for weeks. Thanksgiving dinner. The stuffing, the pies, and the cranberry sauce are great, but you can't wait to slice into that big, beautiful bird. The turkey defines the holiday. And at KHAS Radio, we want to help make your Thanksgiving a little better by buying the bird for you. The KHAS Radio Great Turkey Giveaway is as much of a tradition to us as gathering your family is to you. We've teamed up again to give away dozens of holiday turkeys. Sign up to win yours at Blue Hill Furniture, Jacoby's Carpet One Floor and Home, Harvard Food Mart, Video Kingdom in Hastings, and Major Music. Sign up by stopping into those businesses before November 16th and putting your name into the box. It's free to sign up. Find all the sign-up locations at our website, hastingslink.com. Continuing our tradition of providing your holiday turkey from our family to yours. 1230 KHAS Radio and the Great Turkey Giveaway.
It's time now for the Scholar Athlete of the Week on 1230 AM KHAS Radio. In just a minute, we'll name our Scholar Athlete.
This is Lauren Winkelbauer of Winkelbauer Photography. Join us each Wednesday morning at 5 before 9 as we salute area couples celebrating their anniversary. One lucky couple will win a free 8x10 portrait. Submit your friends and family by calling us at 462-4171. It's the Winkelbauer Anniversary Couple of the Week program, Wednesdays at 8:55 on 1230 KHAS.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Michaela Gowan from Grand Island. Michaela is a senior majoring in exercise science with a 3.69 GPA. Michaela is a part of the Hastings Lady Broncos track team, where she's a part of the GPAC Indoor Track and Field Qualifier for Shot Put and Weight, NAIA Indoor Track and Field National Qualifier for 2012 for Shot Put and Weight, GPAC Outdoor Track and Field Qualifier for Shot Put and Hammer, and an NAIA Outdoor National Qualifier for 2012 for Shot Put. In the classroom, she's a part of the Hastings College Academic Dean's List, an NAIA Champion of Character Award winner for Indoor Track and Field 2012, and an NAIA Champion of Character Award Women's Outdoor Track and Field for 2012. She's a 2012 Datatronics NAIA Women's Track and Field Scholar Athlete and volunteers with Kids in Fitness and Nutrition Day. That's Michaela Gowan, your Scholar Athlete of the Week. When we come back here at halftime, it is time for the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHAS.
Right now, I'm standing in a hole, a 300-foot deep hole to be exact. But even though I'm down here, I'm still connected to the entire job site because I have the new Sprint Direct Connect with apps like Workforce Locator that lets me know my foreman, Mike, is...
Yeah, I'm here.
And I have three times the coverage, so I know that my most important delivery...
Just arrived.
And as part of the fastest push-to-talk, I can assemble my team the moment I need them. Guys?
On our way.
So now I can focus on turning this hole into a hotel.
Upgrade to the new done. The new Sprint Direct Connect with three times the coverage and access to the fastest push-to-talk experience nationwide. Now when you buy one Motorola Admiral Rugged smartphone for $49.99, you'll get one free. To upgrade, call 800-SPRINT-1 or visit a Sprint store near you. Offer ends 1/10/13. Offer available to corporate liable accounts. Excludes taxes. Two-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee for devices. Fastest claim based on initial setup time for push-to-talk calls originating in Nextel or Sprint-owned 3G coverage. Coverage claim based on comparison of Nextel National Network square miles to Sprint National Network inclusive of roaming. Restrictions apply. See store.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Havranek for Hastings College Spotlight.
Five Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, growing, and now almost 10 years old. A decade ago, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 40 employees, and have grown to become the largest community bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, attractive rate, new banking technology, and supporting many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to our second decade. Member FDIC.
Good evening. It is halftime here at the Hastings College basketball game. Tyson Havranek with you for the Hastings College Spotlight Show. Yes, we are back for the 2012 season. I had a chance to sit down this week with Becky DeLashman to talk about an event that's coming up next weekend, the Bronco Mashup. Take a listen. Becky, we brought you all here on the program this morning. We wanted to talk a little bit about the Bronco Mashup, and it's coming up a little bit later in the month of November. Tell us just a little bit, first of all, about what Bronco Mashup's all about.
Bronco Mashup is just, we found that the need in a community is to provide a free event for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Teammates matches. So we wanted to collaborate and mash up the community, sports, and those organizations with Hastings College. So we decided that to throw a carnival for the matches of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Teammates of Hastings. And then they would get to eat in the cafeteria in the Sodexo, which kids just love that. They get to eat where the college students get to eat. And then we're taking them over to the football game on November 10th, and they get to cheer on the wonderful Hastings College football team that have been doing pretty good this year. And then afterwards, they're going to do a meet and greet with all the with an assortment of college athletes from Hastings College and just kind of talk about athletics and just meet people who are in college. So then hopefully one day they'll want to go to Hastings College.
To have that kind of relationship with Hastings College into the community, going out to organizations like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Teammates organization, you know, talk about how vital that is for you at the college and for the teaching education majors.
It's very vital because as teachers, you want to not also be a role model in the classroom, but a role model outside of the classroom and get students involved in the community. Like if they see that you're involved in the community and they see you as a role model, maybe they'll be more likely to get out there and help other people in the community that need it. And Big Brothers Big Sisters and Teammates are great organizations to collaborate with in this.
Talk about the work and planning for this sort of event. You mentioned several things going to be going on here, getting all of that lined up for one exciting day. Talk about the planning.
It took a lot of planning and collaboration. We had so many different ideas and stuff, but to actually come down and with the plans that we actually have, it didn't take too long, but there was a lot of ideas to throw around. And we have to give a big thanks to the Hastings College faculty and staff, because everybody we've run into and had to ask permission for these different events, we have heard no no's. Everybody's been like, what can we help you with? Yes, we're here to help you. What do you need us to do? How can we follow up? And even like President Trotter, we went and had a meeting with him, and he's like, where do you want me to be? What time? And I'll show up and help out with the event. So it's just been amazing having the faculty and staff at Hastings College really back us up in the community, because Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Teammates, when we told them our idea for this project, they were so gung-ho. They're like, we're so excited, and they have a lot of other faculty and staff with them that are excited about it also.
And talk maybe a little bit about, I guess, what you would see for the future of being with organizations like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Teammates organizations. Is this something that you could see with all the planning that you guys put into it this year that could be sustainable for the future?
That's actually one of the requirements for the class, is to provide an event or kind of just something that is sustainable. And so we actually asked Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Teammates if they would be able to sustain something like this. And they said if we make the contacts for them and if this is successful, we can improve from it and also do maybe like a basketball game and a baseball game in the spring. And they said that they would love to keep it going throughout the years.
This is going on once again on November 10th for the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Teammates organization, being put on by the Hastings College Teaching Education majors here. Talking a little bit about as far as the community, is there anything that the Hastings community could do to help you guys out with this?
Yes, the carnival and the lunch are just for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Teammates matches and staff. But we are asking for the community to show their support for Hastings College and the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Teammates organizations of Hastings, and come to the football game. It's Saturday, November 10th. Starts at 1 p.m. and we're playing against Wesleyan, and it's supposed to be a really good game, and we're excited, and we just want everybody there supporting these awesome organizations of Hastings and the wonderful school of Hastings College and the football team.
Once again, it's the Bronco Mashup. It's going on November 10th over at Hastings College, a support collaboration of efforts with Hastings College, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Teammates organizations. Sounds like a great event you guys are doing. And Becky, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. Second half action of Hastings College basketball is coming right up. We'll take you back out to the Lynn Farrell Arena right after this.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight. Stay tuned for the second half, straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're back at the Waltz Arena in Seward tonight. Hastings College basketball, the season debut. The Broncos have a 4-point lead here at the break. The score is 28-24. Hastings led by as many as 7 points in that first half. William Penn had as much as a 6-point lead. We played basically between those two spots. Neither team shooting the ball real well. Hastings hitting only 31% of their shots in the first half. William Penn, 34%. The Broncos hitting 42% of their three-pointers. William Penn at 16%. And Hastings has got to 4-point lead. It's 28-24. And the Hastings College men just about ready to tip off their season. They're in Marshall, Missouri tonight, taking on Missouri Valley. There's a feed inside. They get it to a Laurel Zwiener, and Hastings misses on the first shot of the second half. Rebounded here by William Penn. They throw the ball down the floor, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds there by Hastings College. So the Broncos, we shooting to our basket to our left here in the second half of play. William Penn to our far end. The Lady Statesmen dressed in their gold uniforms here tonight with their blue trim. Hastings College, and they're all blacks here in this ball game to get the season started. There's a nice feed to Ariel Thomas, and her shot is up and in. Oriel Thomas in the lane scoring there. Left all alone. Broncos missed her on defense. That's the second field goal of the ball game for Thomas. She's got 4 points. And William Penn is back to within two here in the second half. It's 28-26. There's a pass on the right side. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Trying to take it to the wing, and the ball knocked out of bounds there by Sam Abens of William Penn. So Hastings College will play things in on the far sideline. 19-23 to play in the ball game. Hastings 28, William Penn 26. Chelsea Morton will inbound the ball for Hastings. Freshman out of Holdridge, looking, finally gets it into a Taz York. Taz spins, takes it down to the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. They have been partially deflected there by a William Penn's Taylor Reed. Running back the other way with the ball now for the Lady Statesman is going to be a Sam Abens. Abens goes over to Taylor Reed, now to Abens again. Here's Oriel Thomas, right side of the lane, gets it at the top of the key to a Golomski as she drives it down the right side of the paint there, puts up a shot off the window. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Cammy Bruckman for Hastings. Bruckman, left-handed dribble. Bounce pass comes on the near sideline and knocked out of bounds here. Sarah Martin for a William Penn going after it, and they say it was last touch there by Hastings, so a turnover on the Broncos. That is the sixth turnover on Hastings so far in the ballgame. William Penn has got eight. Hastings with a two-point lead, 28-26. We're a minute and a half into the second half here from Seward. Well, the basketball here is going to be a Sarah Martin. Bounce pass goes to a Sam Abens. Abens comes across the top to Golomski. Her shot for three is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Taz York as she chases the ball down in the Coffin corner. Taz on the dribble now comes back the other way. Moves it to the top of the key. Now drives it down to Lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball bounces around. Picked up by Zwinner. Follows shot is up there. She misses that one. Misses from point blank range. And the rebound here comes down to Martin for William Penn. Long pass down the floor. They get it to a Golomski. Golomski back out on the wing. Hastings College still in the man-to-man. Here's Martin driving the ball, forcing up a shot. It goes down through the hole, and she's fouling the play. Sarah Martin had two Broncos hanging all over her. She gets the field goal to go down the hole there. That's her second field goal of the ball game, and a foul is going to be called on Brittany Wong. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number two on Hastings here in the second half. Josie Schopp coming in for Taz York. Melissa Thompson coming in now for Laurel Zwiener. We're tied up at 28 points apiece here in the second half. William Penn getting ready to go ahead here. Sarah Martin is at the free throw line. Has not shot a free throw yet tonight. However, she's got a couple of field goals in the ball game. Martin eyes the bucket, puts it up there. The shot good. William Penn has got the lead. 29-28 is the score. 18:08 to play in the ball game tonight from Seward. Hastings with the ball now. Here's Brittany Wong with it. Brittany goes over on the wing on the right side to Morton. Chelsea Morton, the freshman from Holdridge. Bounce pass comes out on top now to Josie Schopp. Now to Morton. Entry pass to get it inside. The Bruckman puts up a left-handed shot. Good. Cammy Bruckman wheeling in the lane there. Puts it up there left-handed, and Hastings responds here. They've got a 30-29 lead in this seesaw battle. 17:41 to play here in the ball game. Here's Abens with the ball. Sam Abens behind the screen. Abens right in front of the William Penn bench. Now takes off with a hole. Her shot is up there and in. Sam Abens now with three field goals and 6 points in the ball game. William Penn goes back out on top by a score of 31-30. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive zone. William Penn in the man-to-man defense. Josie Schopp at the top of the key. Penetrates at the free throw line. Throws it down to the baseline and throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get to a Brittany Wong. And now Carrie Hofstetter wants to call a timeout. Carrie Hofstetter calls a timeout. 17:55 to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score of William Penn 31, Hastings 30.
Calling all sports fans. Are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can at Denham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between. Denham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings. At Denham's, our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Waltz Arena in Seward tonight. The Hastings College season opener. Hastings struggling at best. William Penn out on top of the Broncos by a score of 31-30. Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. 28-24 in favor of Hastings at halftime. Not yet 3 minutes into the second half, and Hastings has fallen behind by a point by a score of 31-30. We've got Hastings College football coming your way tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS, and a tough one at that. Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. Northwestern, the 17th ranked team in the country, going to be in town to take on Hastings. Broncos now ranked number 25 after their loss last week to Doan. This is a battle for second place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference behind Morningside. On the air with a pregame show and head coach Tony Harper tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon. It'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff tomorrow between Hastings and the Red Raiders out of Northwestern. And the basketball season started here tonight. 17-15 remaining in the ball game. Hastings is trailing William Penn by a score of 31-30. The Lady Statesmen will play things in here in backcourt. Hastings attacking back here. Sarah Martin has got the ball. She works against Brittany Wong. Brings it into the forecourt. Bounce pass on the high post. That's Thomas. Turns around. Her shot is up there and in. Arielle Thomas, a second-team All-American, hits her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points. And William Penn goes out on top now by a score of 33-30. 16-50 to play here in the basketball game. There's Morton with the ball on the wing. Drives it down on the baseline. Stops there. Bounce pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Martin has got it, and then she has the basketball stripped away by Brittany Wong. Each team with a turnover there. Hastings back with the ball. Cammy Breckman on the baseline. Her shot is up there. No good. Thomas grabs the rebound. She's knocked down into play, and a foul is going to be called. A foul will go on Cammy Breckman of Hastings. That's going to be your third. Team foul number 3 on the Broncos. Here comes Frankie Peterson back in the ball game for Hastings. Also coming in is going to be Holly Bauer. Breckman is going to check out. Josie Schomp is going to check out now for head coach Kerry Hofstetter. 16-35 to play in the ball game. William Penn 33, Hastings 30. William Penn a season ago 12-19 overall. They were 9-9 in the Midwest Collegiate Conference. They've got one game already under their belts as they knocked off Waldorf the other night on a score of 80-61. So they're officially 1-0 in the season. Hastings playing their season opener under a brand new head coach here tonight, trying to work out the bugs. And now we have got a timeout called here. 16:35. Officially on the clock as the officials are all huddling inside the center circle. We don't have an official timeout, but both teams have resorted to their respective benches as the officials continue to talk over something here. Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. State High School football playoffs are continuing tonight. Classes A and B are playing tonight. Then the next round in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2 will go next Tuesday on the election day. We'll have complete coverage on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. Officials now coming over to the official scores table here, making sure everything is set. I think we're ready to go. So a long delay with 16:35 to play here in the basketball game. William Penn has got a 3-point lead over Hastings. It is 33-30. Making sure everything is squared away in the books. William Penn will come back the other way. Sarah Martin has got it down for the Lady Statesmen. Picked up out there by Brittany Wong of Hastings as the Broncos stay with man-to-man defense. Martin behind the screen, pulls up, shoots a shot from the top of the key. That's going to be no good. Rebound, ball, Holly Bauer had it, but it's taken away there by Thomas. Arielle Thomas gets it out on top to Martin. Martin over here on the wing on the right side. That's a Taylor Reed with the ball. Drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good over Thompson. The ball is lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch by Arielle Thomas down in the baseline for William Penn. End of the ball game now for the Broncos is going to be Laurel Zwiener. The Broncos are trailing by 3 points here in the ball game. William Penn is led by as many as 6. Hastings had a 7-point lead right before halftime, before William Penn came back and hit a 3-point play. But just a second or so left in the first half. Here's Zwiener, turnaround jumper from the left side of the lane. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Katie Golomski. Lady Statesman runner back the other way. Ball goes off with the knee of Kears, and the ball's going to be picked up here by Hastings. So another turnover on William Penn. That's their 10th of the ball game, and Hastings has a chance to tie things up here with a 3-point field goal. Here's a Peterson with the ball on the wing on the left side. Morton has got it down for Hastings College. Morton trying to drive it. Can't do it there against the Glomsky. Circles around. Gives it away to Brittany Wong. Her shot in the lane is going to be up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound. Hastings follow shot up and in by Morton. She's fouling the play. Chelsea Morton, the freshman, grabs the offensive board and puts it back down through the hole. And she is fouling the play. Morton will go to the free throw line to try for a 3-point play. Morton now has 7 points in the ball game. Megan Evangelista coming into the ball game now for the Lady Statesmen, boy, they have played a ton of girls here in the basketball game. They played the other night, only played about 10 players in that ball game against Waldorf, but many more players seeing action here tonight. Morton free throw is no good, so it's a 33-32 ball game. Hastings with a one-point deficit. Sarah Martin has got the ball behind the Thomas screen, moves it to the left side of the lane, gives it away, going for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. That is a Cures with the ball, and now we've got it knocked out of bounds. It's going to be William Penn's basketball. Vanessa Cures, a 5'9" sophomore from Chicago, Illinois, into the ball game now for William Penn. There's Oriel Thomas with the ball. Cross-court pass comes to the near sideline. That's going to be Abens. Her long-range three-pointer has been up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. That one from right in front of the William Penn bench. Hastings College comes back the other way. Morton has got the ball. Bounce pass goes to the right side. Holly Bauer has got it. Left-handed dribble across the lane. The ball deflected and is picked up here by a William Penn. Running back the other way is Abens. She drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Ball tipped away from Thomas. It goes to the Coffin corner. Bauer had it. She had it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there by Sam Abens of William Penn. And in the ball game now for the Broncos is going to be Bruckman. Coming out is going to be Chelsea Morton. 14:38 to play here in the basketball game. Hastings College is trailing by a score of 33-32 to William Penn. Hastings will come back now on the dribble. The Lady Statesman will pick him up right at the midcourt stripe. Brittany Wong comes into the forecourt for Hastings. Wong dribbling with the ball out here. Bounce pass left side. Comes over here to Frankie Peterson. Brings it up high on the block. Out to Bruckman for three. Shots way off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Abens for William Penn. Sam Abens, right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe there. Picked up by Frankie Peterson of Hastings. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner to Kears. Kears grabs it down there. Picked up by Holly Bauer of Hastings. Kears behind the screen. Now gives it away to Abens. Sam Abens, ball high above her head. Now trying to drive. Spins right side of the lane. Puts up a shot. It's up there at in, and she's fouling the play. So she's fouling the play. A chance at a three-point play here as Abens gets the field goal to go down. That's her fourth field goal. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Peterson. That's going to be her second. And in the ball game now for Hastings is Josie Schaap. Coming out is going to be Brittany Wong. William Penn has got a three-point lead over Hastings tonight in women's college basketball. It's 35-32. Sam Abens in the free throw line. She has not shot a free throw yet tonight. In fact, William Penn shot just two free throws all night long. Shot is up there. It's good. And now 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Abens has got 9 points in the ball game. 5 already here in the second half. And now we've got a whistle in backcourt and a traveling violation, an unforced traveling violation there on Josie Schaap. 10 turnovers now on Hastings. There comes Melissa Thompson into the ball game. Laurel Zwiener will come out. 13:55 to play in the ball game. William Penn has got a 4-point lead over Hastings. It's 36-32. Here's Janae Pritchett with the ball into the offensive zone as they get it to Sam Abens. Hastings still man-to-man. Abens trying to drive the ball toward the hole. Can't do it against Holly Bauer of Hastings. Here's Kears with the ball. She has problems with it. The scramble is on. Now we got a timeout called here. William Penn was having problems with it right in front of their bench. And their head coach, Mike Brown, pops up and calls the timeout to save the possession. 13:38 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. William Penn, 36. Hastings, 32.
When you have banking to do and you're nowhere close to the bank,
let Home Federal Bank's newest innovation, mobile banking, simplify your life. Hi, this is Chris.
And I'm Lisa. With Home Federal's mobile banking, you can access your finances in the palm of your hand.
View balances, transaction history, and transfer funds. It's easy, secure, and you can bank anytime, anywhere.
Trust, integrity, and hometown values.
Simplify your banking and build your future at home. Home Federal Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Waltz Arena in Seward, Nebraska tonight, the home of the Concordia Bulldogs, a team that's ranked number one in the nation in the preseason poll in women's college basketball this year. There's William Penn with the ball, driving the ball into the basket. A shot is up there by Kears, no good. A whistle stops play. A rebounding foul here is going to be called on William Penn. And the foul is going to go here on Sam Abens. That's going to be her third. Team foul number two on the Lady Statesmen here in the second half of play. Broncos down by four. It's 36-32 with 13 and a half minutes to play. Hastings will play here again tomorrow in the second round of this Concordia Classic. They'll take on McPherson College out of Kansas tomorrow. That'll be a ball game that begins here at 12 o'clock noon in the same arena. Now we got another whistle here as Holly Bauer was on the wing on the right side. We got a foul underneath the basket there. It's going to go on Oriel Thomas. That's going to be your second. So we'll have select men's and women's basketball games for the next couple of weeks until we finish things up on football. Obviously, we'll be with the Hastings College football team tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon. Here's a Frankie Peterson behind the screen from Thompson. Feeds inside. It's off the fingertips of Cammie Breckman. The scramble is on in the lane. We got a foul called again. This one is going to go on Breckman as he went chasing after the ball there after she couldn't control it. That's going to be her fourth foul. So Cammie Breckman now with four fouls in the ball game. That's going to be team foul number five on the Broncos here in the second half. Breckman is going to come out. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Taz York. Thirteen-12 remaining in the ball game. Hastings down to a William Penn, a team from Oskaloosa, Iowa. 36-32 is the score. William Penn with the ball back in their offensive zone. A turnaround jumper on the low block right side by McQuillan. It's going to be no good, but it didn't make any difference. She's called for the steps. Ariel McQuillan is a 5'8" senior from Los Angeles, California. She came into the ball game in the first half and hit three two-point field goals right off the bat for 6 points. She gets the ball for the first time here in the second half and is whistled for the traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number 11 on William Penn. There's Frankie Peterson going for the hole. And her shot is going to be up there. No good. Rebound, battle for it. Jump ball is going to be called. Frankie Peterson missing the easy layup there. Could not convert. Jump ball is called. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Lady Statesmen. So William Penn will play things in here in backcourt. Taylor Reed will play things in for William Penn. Now William Penn making some substitutions as Janae Pritchett comes out of the ball game. Morgan Evans comes in there now for head coach Mike Brown. Sarah Mark with the ball here for William Penn. There's a feed inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Hastings running back the other way. It's going to be Taz York to Frankie Peterson. Her layup is up there. It's going to be no good. She misses another one. Rebound Hastings. Offensive board gets it back out of the wing on the right side to Peterson. Back out to a Josie Schopp, and Hastings will reset the offense. Josie Schopp comes over here on the wing on the left side. Melissa Thompson dribbling with the ball, trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Thompson moves it down to Peterson on the baseline. Drives that baseline. Dumps it off in the lane. It's going to be good, and we'll see if it counts. A big collision down there, and a personal foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Frankie Peterson. A charging foul on Peterson driving the baseline before she dumps it off in the lane, so the field goal does not count. Frankie Peterson now with three personal fouls in the ball game. 36-32 is the score. Hastings College is trailing here in women's college basketball with 12 minutes to play. Here comes the Lady Statesman back up the floor. Sarah Martin has got the ball. Josie Schopp right in her face defensively. Martin dribbling with it, now stops right in front of the bench. Good defense here by Schomp, and now we get a timeout called here again off of the bench from their head coach and Mike Brown. So William Penn calls another timeout. They also are under a brand-new head coach here. So both coaches tonight are first-year head coaches playing their first respective ball games as the man in charge here. 11:55 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score of William Penn 36, Hastings 32. You're listening to Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHS. Again, Hastings College had a four-point lead at halftime, 28-24. Broncos led by as many as seven in the first half. William Penn led by as many as 6 points. Each team has had a lead here in the second half. William Penn now onto a four-point lead here, 36-32. And Hastings will play McPherson out of Kansas in this arena tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon. The number one ranked team in the nation in women's college basketball, Concordia, is going to be in action following this one. They'll take on McPherson in this second ball game. The Concordia Classic officially this weekend is a season getting underway for Hastings College. 36-32, Broncos down by 4 points. William Penn with the ball. Here's a Morgan Evans. Hastings staying with that man-to-man defense. Evans goes down in the corner. Here's a shot for three. It's going to be no good by Glomsky. It hits the side of the glass. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Then the Broncos having problems with it. It's knocked out of bounds over there on the far sideline. Chelsea Morton was bringing the ball back there for Hastings and had the ball knocked out of his hands there. So Hastings will play things in on the far sideline as Morton gets it in to a Brittany Wong. Now with 11:40 to play in the ball game. Wong goes over to Morton. Free throw line extended all the way to the sideline. They get it to a Taz Yorick now. Taz holds it, comes across the top. Yossi Schaap, entry pass, they get it to Zwiener. Turnaround jump in the lane, good. Oral Zwiener, now with 8 points in the ballgame. That's her first field goal of the second half. 36-34 is the score. Hastings back to within 2 points. There's a shot by McQuillan, left side of the lane. Shot is up there, it's no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Hastings can tie here with a two-point field goal. Here comes a Brittany Wong with the ball. Brittany, waist-high dribble, right-handed, comes into the forecourt. Comes over here to a Josie Schaap. Now to the near sideline at Taz Yorick. Picked up by McQuillan. The product out of Los Angeles. Out here to a Josie Schaap. She drives it, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Gary Hofstetter says it was tapped out, but evidently not. It's going to be William Penn playing things in from underneath the Hastings College basket here in backcourt. 10 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings trailing by 2 points. It's 36-34. Morgan Evans will play things in. Hastings attacking now here in backcourt. Here's McQuillan with the ball. Picked up there by Morton of Hastings. McQuillan drilling with it. Brings it into the offensive zone as she races the ball to the near sideline. Morton right in her grill defensively. McQuillan without pull up on the dribble. Stops. Bounce pass comes out on top to Oriel Thomas as he drives it down the lane. Her shot off the window is going to be no good. Misses the easy one. Rebound comes down to Taz Yorick. Yorick runs her back the other way. Two on three. All the way to the basket. Her shot no good. Collision foul called. Taz Yorick hits the deck there underneath the Bronco basket. And a foul is going to go here on William Penn. So a personal foul called on William Penn, and going to the free throw line is going to be Taz Yorick. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Katie Kalamski of William Penn. That's going to be her second. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in. So Taz Yorick gets her first point here in this basketball game. Comes from the free throw line. Taz averaged 7 points and 1.7 rebounds a game a season ago. The Broncos posted a 22-11 record, 12-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, made an appearance in the NAIA National Tournament. Second shot is up there by Taz. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to a Morgan Evans, 36-35. It's William Penn with a one-point lead. There's Oriel Thomas. She drives it. Her shot is up there, no good. Gets her own rebound. Ball knocked out of her hands. It nearly goes out of bounds. It's saved. And now we got ball going out of bounds. It was last touch there by Hastings. Wong was going after it. Couldn't come up with it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be William Penn ball. Here comes Melissa Thompson into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Laurel Zwiener. William Penn will play things in. Sarah Martin gets it into Thomas. Her shot in the lane, no good. Gets her own rebound. The ball swatted out of her hands by Thompson. Picked up here by a William Penn. Keeps the ball alive. Kears has got it. Kears over here to Evans. Free throw line extended right side. Out on top behind the screen. Kears has got it. Now a foul called. Sarah Martin was setting the screen out there and gets hit with an illegal screen. That's going to be her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul. Number 5 on William Penn. The Lady Statesmen have got a one-point lead over nationally ranked Hastings here. 36-35 is the score. We are halfway through the second half here tonight from the Waltz Arena in Seward. Hastings with the ball. This is going to be Brittany Wong as she brings it up now. Brittany Wong looking to penetrate. Can't do it there against the Sarah Martin. Wong holds it. Now fires it up there from the baseline. Her shot's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Taz has got it. Bounce pass back out on top to Josie Schaap. Drives it into the hole. Her shot no good. Rebound underneath the basket there by Chelsea Morton. She's fouling a play. An offensive board there. Hastings doing a better job the past couple of trips down the floor here on the offensive glass. And a foul is called there on Oriel Thomas. That's going to be her third foul. Team foul number 6 on William Penn. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Chelsea Morton. She has got 7 points in the ball game so far, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Morton now 1 out of 4 from the free throw line here tonight. 36-35 is the score. Hastings trailing by 1 point here in their season opener. Morton will come back with another one. That was up there. It's going to be too strong. Misses both free throws. And the rebound comes down to a Vanessa Kears of the Statesman. She drives it down the lane. There's a shot by Sarah Martin. It's going to be no good as Martin hits the deck underneath the hole, and a foul is called on Hastings. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line will be Sarah Martin. The foul is called on Josie Schomp of Hastings. That's going to be your second. So two fouls on Schomp. That's team foul number 7 on Hastings. And now William Penn is into the bonus situation here in the second half. Martin to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She's now 2 for 2 from the free throw line. She's got 6 points in the ball game. William Penn has got a 2-point lead. Here comes Sam Abens back into the ball game now. Replacing Katie Golomsky. Going to the free throw line for his second shot is going to be Sarah Martin. 37-35, William Penn leading by 2 over Hastings College. Second shot is up there, in and out, and falls off of the right side. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. The Broncos can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Brittany Wong hustles into the offensive zone. There's Josie Schomp. Now to Wong, open for 3, but won't take the shot at the top of the key. Instead, gives it away to a Josie Schomp. Man-to-man defense here for William Penn. Josie Schomp dribbles to the free throw line. Her pass is going to be deflected into the Bronco bench here on the near sideline. Zwinger comes in off of the bench now. She's going to check in for Carrie Hofstetter. And coming out for Hastings is going to be Melissa Thompson. 9:06 to play here in the ballgame. Hastings trailing William Penn by the score of 37-35. Frankie Peterson will get things in. That's going to be Brittany Wong. She's going to drive it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She is knocked down underneath the basket, and she'll go to the free throw line for 2. A foul is going to be called here on Taylor Reed. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 on William. Hit 3 three-pointers in the first half and has not scored since. That's her first free throw of the ball game, and she cans this one. She's now in double figures with 10. She's leading the team in scoring tonight with 10 points. Laurel Zwiener has got 8. Chelsea Morton has got 7 points in her first appearance as a Hastings College Bronco. Brittany Wong will have one more. Her shot is up there. It's going to be in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to William Penn. 37-36. Hastings down by 1 point. Lady Statesman with the ball wide open. Golomsky, her shot is up there and in, a 3-pointer. The Broncos left her out there behind the arc. And Golomsky fires up the 3-pointer. It goes straight through the hole. 40-36. Hastings trailing by 4 points. Josie Schomp with the ball. Josie goes over to Brittany Wong. Down to a Chelsea Morton on the right sideline. Entry pass. They get it inside to Zwiener. Her shot's going to be no good. Ball tapped around and is picked up here by Taylor Reed. Taylor Reed with the ball in backcourt. Gives it away now to a Sam Abens. Long pass ahead. They get it to a Golomsky down in the corner. Two-handed pass back out on top. That's Abens with the ball. Abens on the dribble. Moves it to the right side of the lane. Her pass out on top, deflected, picked up there by Glomsky beyond the 3-point circle. 10 seconds left in the shot clock. There's a feed inside. They get it to Thomas. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. We got a foul call and a rebound. Ariel Thomas missed a easy shot driving down the lane. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Taylor Reed. That's going to be her second personal. That's going to be team foul number 8 on William Penn. So Hastings will go to the free throw line now in the bonus. That's going to be Laurel Zwiener going to the free throw line. She's got 4 field goals and 8 points so far in the ball game. There's a shot taken. It's going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Taylor Reed. So it's still a 4-point ball game, 40-36 with 8 minutes to play here in the ball game. Sam Abens has got the ball now for the Lady Statesman. Walks the ball into the offensive zone. Reverses the ball, gets it out on top. Now to Taylor Reed. A whistle underneath the basket and another foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Peterson. That's going to be her 4th personal foul. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Holly Bauer. Bauer is going to check in, replacing Brittany Wong. Going to the free throw line for William Penn is going to be Sam Abens. She's got 9 points in the ball game, 4 field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Peterson will check out. Here comes Melissa Thompson back into the ball game. William Penn has got the lead over Hastings, 40-36. Abens Fires up the free throw. It's going to be no good as she misses the front end of the bonus. And the rebound comes down to Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener down to Josie Schomp into the forecourt, down the near sideline. Schomp trying to get away from Thomas. Takes her to the hole. Now dishes off to Zwiener, and we got a whistle and a traveling violation. Josie Schomp got it to a Laurel Zwiener, but traveled with the basketball first. 11 turnovers on Hastings here in the ballgame. William Penn has got 12. The Lady Statesmen have a four-point lead now, 40-36, with 7:43 to play here in the ballgame. Today, Pritchett with the ball here in backcourt, races it across the midcourt stripe there as Holly Bauer is back into the ballgame now for the Broncos. Pritchett with the ball on the dribble, down in the corner. Now picks up that dribble and goes down in the corner to a Taylor Reed, drives the baseline, a reverse layup is up there and in. Taylor Reed now with 7 points in the ballgame. William Penn has opened up a six-point lead now, 42-36 with 7:17 to play here in the basketball game. There's Morton with the ball down in the baseline to Bauer. Her shot's blocked from behind, but it's picked up here by Zwiener. Comes back out to a Josie Schomp. Schomp dribbling with the ball. She drives the ball down the lane, scoops it off underneath the basket. A shot by Zwiener. No good. She misses another easy one. And the rebound is brought down here by Brittany May, who's in the ballgame now for William Penn. 42-36. Hastings down by 6 points. May gets the ball to a Pritchett. Janae Pritchett with the ball here on the right side of the lane. Picked up there by Bauer. Pritchett takes it to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Thomas. Follow shot to be blocked by Zwiener. And the ball recovered there by Melissa Thompson. The first block shot of the ball game for Laurel Zwiener. Here comes Hastings on the attack now with 6.5 minutes to play. Bounce pass by Schomp to Zwiener. Back door. They get it to Thompson. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's hammered on the play. Melissa Thompson will go to the free throw line now for Hastings College as she is hammered on the play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Brittany May. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 9 on the Lady Statesmen. Going to the free throw line for the Broncos is going to be Melissa Thompson. She has got 2 points in the ballgame thus far. 0-2 from the free throw line, and her shot is up there. It is good. So Thompson now with 3 points in the ballgame. Here comes Cammy Bruckman into the ballgame now for Hastings. Laurel Zwiener will come out. So we have another free throw coming up here from Melissa Thompson. Shot is up there. The shot is going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good. Rebounded by Hastings offensively. Broncos have the ball. They're trailing by 5 points here in the ballgame. Josie Schomp moves it down in the corner. That's Holly Bauer with the ball. Bauer one hands it back out on top. That's Josie Schomp. Schomp back down to Bauer on the baseline. Bounce pass goes inside to Thompson. Contact made. Foul called. Thompson posted up left side of the lane. And that's going to be Brittany Bay again picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 10 on William Penn now in the second half. So Hastings to the free throw line for the double bonus. And Melissa Thompson will toe the mark again for Hastings. Thompson now with 3 points in the ball game, 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Well, I can probably say safely one thing. Hastings will be throwing up a lot of free throws in practice this week. They have not shot the ball well from the free throw line tonight. Thompson just 1 out of 6. Here comes the next one. It's up there. It's good. Make it 2 out of 7 for Thompson. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. Hastings back to within 5 points, 42-37. 6:13 to play here in the basketball game. Janae Pritchett with the ball behind the screen. Pritchett moves the right side of the lane. Nearly carries the basketball as she drives it to the hole. And we got another personal foul call as Pritchett was taking the ball to the hole. A foul here is going to be called on the Schomp of Hastings. That's going to be her third. Team foul number 9 on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line will be Janae Pritchett. She's got 3 points in the ballgame so far. Pritchett, a 5'5" sophomore from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Shot is up there. It's going to be good by Pritchett, so she'll have one more. She's got 4 points now in the ballgame as she sets for her second one. It's up there, and the shot is good. Cans a couple of free throws. William Penn has got a 6-point lead over Hastings. It is 44-38. There's a Josie Schomp with the ball. Josie dribbling with it here for Hastings College out on top. That's going to be Holly Bauer. Bauer now to Morton, drives the ball into the paint, has problems with the dribble. Now picks it up and puts it up there and scores. Bounces went on for the window and scores right down through the hole. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings back within 4. Janae Pritchett, here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Hastings. That's Brecklin with the interception. Turnover number 13 now on William Penn. Driving to the basket there is going to be Josie Schomp, and she's going to be fouled in the play. A foul is going to be called here on William Penn. That's going to bring up Josie Schomp to the free throw line. Megan Ivan Lista picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first personal. Schaap to the free throw line. She's got 2 points so far tonight. Her free throw is up there. She misses that one. Schaap will have one more. Here comes Oriel Thomas back into the ball game now for William Penn. 5 minutes and 31 seconds to play. Women's college basketball tonight here on 1230 KHS in the season opener for the Broncos. The next shot is up there. It is good by Josie Schaap. She's now got 3 points in the ball game. 44-41. Bernie Wong comes back into the ball game now for Hastings, and Schaap will come out. Hastings attacking here in backcourt. Janae Pritchett with the ball now for William Penn. Runs it down the near sideline. Pritchett hesitates, now dumps it off right side of the lane. There's a shot put up there by Golomsky. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas. Kicks it back out to May. Three-pointer put up there and in. Big basket there by Brittany May, and she cans a three-pointer. And William Penn has now got a 47-41 lead over Hastings with 5:10 to play. Matches their biggest lead of the ball game. 6 points here in the second half. Hastings needs a bucket. Brittany Wong drives it into the lane. Her scoop shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Thomas. A pass down the far sideline. May had it. It goes out of bounds. A turnover on William Penn. That's their 14th of the ball game. There's Laurel Zwiener into the ball game now for the Broncos. And coming out will be Thompson. 4 minutes and 58 seconds to play. Hastings trailing William Penn 47-41 tonight. Brittany Wong has got the ball. Wong has got 10 points in the ball game. Moves it to the right side of the wing. Entry pass. They get it inside to Zwiener. Turnaround jumper is up. Oh, they're no good. Rebound. Breckman. Foul shot. Good, and she's fouled. Cammie Breckman gets the offensive board and a putback for Hastings, and she's fouled in a play. Breckman now with 4 points in the basketball game. Brittany May picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Well, she hasn't played a whole lot here in the second half, but she's already got 3 personal fouls. Did not play in the first half for the Lady Statesmen and head coach Mike Brown. Hastings back to within 4 points, 47-43. Here's Breckman at the free throw line and shot up there. It's going to be no good. Breckman now 0-for-3 from the free throw line. Hastings still trailing by 4 points in the contest. Katie Golomsky has got the ball. Two-handed pass comes to the near side. That's Pritchett with the ball. Pritchett moves it down in the corner to May. Three-pointers put up there. It's no good. Foul called. That's going to go on Bauer. Holly Bauer is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. And we're going to have 3 free throws coming up now by Brittany May. She hit a 3-pointer earlier in this half, and now she'll go to the free throw line 4-3 as she is fouled. Deep in that right corner, throwing up a tray. So Brittany made to the free throw line with William Penn out on top by 4 points. It's 47-43 in favor of the Lady Statesmen. Brittany May will have 3 shots here. First one is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS, and across the nation and around the world on a world wide web at www.hastingslink.com. Getting the 2012-2013 basketball season started here tonight. As Brittany May will have one more shot here for William Penn. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. So evidently only 2 shots there as Brittany May was just inside the 3-point arc. They give her only 2 shots. So it's 48-43. Hastings now down by 5 points. Broncos had a 4-point lead at halftime. Laurel Zwiener inside turnaround jumper is going to be up there. It rolls off with a front iron. No good. Rebound Brittany May for William Penn. There's Ariel Thomas with the ball. Runs her back the other way. Brings it into the offensive zone now. Chelsea Morton of Hastings will pick her up. Thomas out here in the 3-point territory. Holds on to the ball. And now Mike Brown wants to call a timeout. William Penn calls the timeout with 4:01 to play here in the basketball game tonight from the Waltz Arena in Seward. The score, William Penn 48, Hastings 43.
Advantage Chevrolet Buick.
Is my daddy there yet?
Well, was he coming here?
He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
You've got one smart dad. We've got lots of Chevrolets and Buicks at affordable prices.
What's affordable mean?
Well, how much did you have to spend?
$2.52 in coupon cash.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Since you're so affordable.
The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Advantage Chevrolet Buick, 1111 M Street in Aurora. Chevy runs deep.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing William Penn by a score of 48-43. We'll have football action coming up for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS from the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, 12 o'clock noon for the pregame show with Hastings College head coach Tony Harper. 1 o'clock for the kickoff. It'll be Hastings and Northwestern. We'll have the play-by-play here on 1230 KHIS. Basketball action for you tonight. William Penn with a lead over Hastings, 48-43. 4 minutes and 1 second to play here in the second half. As Glomsky will inbound the ball now to Janae Pritchett. Comes to Brittany May out here in three-point territory. Down in the baseline, here's Golomsky. Her shot for three is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Chelsea Morton. She runs it back 2-on-2 now for Hastings. Stops right side of the lane to the free throw line. That's Laurel Zwiener. Drives it down to paint. Shot is up there, no good. Traveling violation. Turnover number 12 on Hastings here in the ballgame. First-year head coach Kerry Hostetter with a lot to work on here. Hastings has not played real well here in this basketball game tonight. Laurel Zwiener comes out of the ballgame now. And coming into the contest for the Broncos is going to be Melissa Thompson. Broncos are down by 5 points. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Janae Pritchett with the ball. Gets it away. Here's a long-range jumper by Golomsky from three. It's going to be no good. The ball goes to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. And Hastings will play things in. Broncos will play McPherson College here tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon. And they've got three games next week, including a team that is ranked number three in the country, the College of the Ozarks. Hastings trailing here to William Penn, a team that was 12-19 a season ago. At the top of the key for Hastings, Frankie Peterson. Over to a Cammy Bruckman on the wing on the left side. Entry pass. They get it to Thompson. Her shot is up there left-handed. No good. Rebound Thompson goes back up. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound Thompson. Follow shot good. Melissa Thompson stays after it. Finally, the third time's a charm. She's now got 6 points in the ballgame. 48-45. Hastings down by 3 points. Now with 2:56 to play. Here's Janae Pritchett with the ball. Janae out here in three-point territory. Picked up there by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Pritchett trying to drive it. Can't do it. Retreats back out here in the three-point territory. Her pass down in the corner left side by May. A three-pointer has been up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around and it's picked up here by Hastings. Brittany Wong, runner back the other way for the Broncos. Hastings can tie here with a three-point field goal. 2.5 minutes to play here in this one. William Penn, 48. Hastings, 45. With the ball on the wing on the right side is Cammy Bruckman, the product out of Silver Lake. Over to Peterson for three. Shot is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound. As moves is brought down here by Morton of Hastings. Chelsea Morton looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Gets it in the hands now of Brittany Wong. Hastings with a fresh shot clock down to 20 seconds on that shot clock as the Broncos work with it here offensively. Frankie Peterson drives it down the lane. Contact made. And we got a foul to be called. We're going to have a offensive charging foul on Frankie Peterson. And I think that's going to be the fifth foul on Frankie. Yeah. Peterson has just fouled out of the ballgame with 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Here in this one, she leads with no points. The new head coach, Kerry Hofstetter, is practicing what she's been taught here. As she's working the officials here on the near sideline after Frankie Peterson has whistled for an offensive charge driving down the lane. Of course, Kerry played in Hastings College, then spent 4 years as an assistant coach under Tony Hobson at Hastings before moving on to Fort Hays State with Tony down there. And now she's back to coach the Broncos and getting her first taste of college basketball here tonight as they're trailing the contest here as she's leading the Chargers 48-45. Hastings down by three. William Penn has got the ball. Sarah Martin back into the contest. She'll bring things up for the Lady Statesmen. Martin dribbling with it to the left side of the lane. Gets it out to Thomas, the All-American. To the far sideline, Golomsky. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Taylor Reed has got it. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Hastings. That's Morton with the ball. Contact made at the midcourt stripe and a foul is called. Morton comes racing back the other way for Hastings and a foul is going to be called here on Katie Golomsky for William Penn. That's going to be her third. Both teams over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. That's going to send Chelsea Morton to the free throw line. She has got 9 points in the basketball game, but just 1 out of 6 from the free throw line here tonight. She'll have 2 shots. It's up there. It's good. Hastings now trailing by the score of 48-46. 1:44 to play in the ball game. Morton will put up the second one. It's good. Hastings within one. 48-47. Hastings has scored the last 6 points in the ball game after William Penn jumped out to a 47-41 lead with 5:10 to play. Now 1:37 to go. Hastings within 1 point here. And their season opener for 2012-2013. Pritchett with the ball on the baseline. Drives it into the lane. Puts up an off-balance shot. Good. Tough one there. Janae Pritchett gets it to go down. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. 50-47. William Penn with a three-point lead. Hastings with the ball now with 1:18 to play. Broncos with the ball offensively. There's a Chelsea Morton with it, top of the key. That's Taz Yorig. Taz moves it over here on the wing. On the right side, holding the ball there, is going to be a Cammy Bruckman, and now we got a timeout called. Gary Hofstetter wants to call a timeout here with 64 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. William Penn, 50, Hastings, 47.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. Hastings down by 3 points here. A minute and 4 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings trailing William Penn by a score of 50-47. Hastings had a 28-24 halftime lead. William Penn came back to grab the lead at the 18-minute mark of the second half, and they've led throughout this second half of play. Now with a three-point lead, 50-47. Hastings with the ball. Here's a Brittany Wong with it. Moves the left side of the lane to get it inside the Laurel Zwinner. She could be tied up on the play. Jump ball. They got it inside the Laurel Zwinner, but she is surrounded in there by the Liddy Statesman. And a jump ball is called. The possession arrow is in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in. Baseline right side underneath thrown basket with 57 seconds to play. Brittany Wong plays things in. That's going to be Taz Yorick driving the baseline, puts it up there. The shot's going to be no good as the shot clock expires, but Hastings grabs the rebound. Taz Yorick has got it back. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Zwiener, one bounce of the ball, back outside. Cammy Bruckman drives it in the lane, throws it down in the corner. Taz for three. Shot is in there, in and out, no good. Rebound, Hastings, they lost it. It is picked up here, and it's going to go out of bounds on the far sideline. Last test over there by Oriel Thomas out of William Penn, so the Broncos again will have a chance here. 37.5 seconds to play. Taz Yorick trying that three-pointer from deep in the left corner. It just rims off of the front iron. Hastings still down by three, 50-47 with 37 seconds to play. Chelsea Morton looks to play things in for the Broncos. Gets it to Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong dribbling with it now. Man-to-man defense here for William Penn. Moves it over to Cammy Bruckman. Entry pass to get it to Zwiener. Shot is up there again. Earl Zwiener cans one, 50-49. Hastings is trailing by a point. Now with 25 seconds to play, dribbling with the ball is Sarah Martin. Now with 20 seconds, Martin in the offensive zone. 18 seconds to go. Martin bounce pass to Pritchett. Her driving layup is going to be no good. The ball is going to be tapped around. It comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see, it's going to be William Penn basketball. Last touched here by Cammy Bruckman of Hastings trying to go after that loose ball. Now we're down to 11.5 seconds to play in the basketball game. William Penn will play things in front of the Lady Statesman's bench. 11.5 seconds to play in the ball game. It's William Penn 50, Hastings 49.
FreshBooks. If you love running your own business but are challenged with your finances, here's your solution. FreshBooks Cloud Accounting. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use cloud accounting service designed for business owners. With FreshBooks, create invoices and manage your books from almost anywhere. You'll save time on your billing and get paid faster. Try it for free at FreshBooks.com. That's FreshBooks.com.
As easy as it looks, FreshBooks.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS from the Waltz Arena in Seward. Hastings had a 28-24 halftime lead. William Penn came back to grab the lead early in this second half. As a lead that Hastings is not recaptured. William Penn hanging on here. 50-49 is the score. William Penn will inbound the ball right in front of the Lady Statesman's bench down there on the far end. Broncos are down by a point. William Penn is led by as many as 6 points here in the second half at 47-41. They've got that 1 point lead now. William Penn has already won a game this year over Waldorf College. That was back on Tuesday, 80-61. 50-49 here. William Penn will inbound the ball on the near sideline. They get it in out here. That's going to be a Golomski with the ball. We're down to 8 seconds to go, and she's going to be fouling the play. So they play it in to Katie Golomski, and she's going to be fouled immediately here by Hastings. Fouled by Chelsea Morton. That's going to be her first. That means Golomski is going to go to the free throw line now for William Penn. So she'll have two shots here as Hastings is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Golomski has hit a three-pointer in the ball game thus far. She has not shot a free throw. Shot is up there. It's good. 7.7 seconds to play in the ball game. It's William Penn, 51. Hastings College, 49. As Katie Golomski will have one more. Shot is up there. It's good. She cans a couple of free throws. And now William Penn has got a three-point lead. And now the Lady Statesmen want to call a timeout. 7.7 seconds to play. We've got a timeout with a score. William Penn, 52. Hastings, 49.
Each year, Americans throw nearly half the food they buy away. That's roughly $165 billion annually. And for a family of four, equivalent to $2,275 each year. This month, let's help stop this trend. From October 15th through November 15th, support the Midas Thanksgiving Food Drive and donate your food instead of throwing it out. Give 1 pound or more of non-perishable food items and get $5 off any one repair during the next 6 months. This Thanksgiving, our goal is that nobody goes hungry, because one can make a difference.
Donations accepted at CPI Midas locations in Grand Island and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
Well, in her first game as a Hastings College head women's basketball coach, Carrie Hofstetter is it with this situation. 7.7 seconds to play, and her ball club is trailing by 3 points, and Hastings will have the ball. 52-49, a nice way to start off her reign as the head coach at Hastings College. Needs to draw up a three-point play here to maybe force an overtime session. And the Broncos have trailed throughout much of this second half after getting out to a four-point lead at halftime at 28-24. So the possession arrow is pointing in favor of William Penn in the event of a jump ball here. For the final 7.7 seconds, William Penn is going to apply pressure here in backcourt. Cammie Breckman will inbound the ball. 7.7 seconds to play. William Penn with a three-point lead. 52-49. Breckman will inbound the ball here. They get it to a Brittany Wong. Wong races the ball into the offensive zone. Stops at the top of the three-point arc. Puts it up to the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound William Penn, and that's the ball game. William Penn knocks off Hastings College in the 2012-2013 season opener here tonight in Seward. The final score, the Lady Statesmen of William Penn, 52, Hastings 49. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Hi, this is Dr. Christopher Murray with Murray Natural Health and Chiropractic in Hastings. Join me each Monday morning at 8:08 for Ask the Expert. We'll discuss things that I have learned about setting the standard in natural health care. You can email questions to drmurray@khasradio.com or just call in during the show. Get informed on obtaining and maintaining optimal health with Ask the Expert, Mondays at 8:08 on 1230 KHAS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so William Penn knocks off Hastings College in the season opener here tonight. Final score of 52-49. So Hastings will go to 0-1. They'll play McPherson College tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon here in this Concordia Classic. Meanwhile, William Penn will play Concordia, the number one ranked team in the nation, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Hastings, quite frankly, did not play very well here in their season opener tonight. Really struggled in the first half, shot just over 30% in the first 20 minutes, and probably not much better here as we wait for the final stats to come along. Hastings had a 7-point lead in the first half. William Penn had a 6-point lead in the first half. Broncos got out to a 28-24 halftime lead. William Penn came back to grab a 29-28 advantage before Hastings went ahead 30-29. Then William Penn went ahead 31-30, and that's a lead that they did not give up the rest of the way. William Penn eventually got out to a 6-point lead at 47-41 before the Broncos closed within 1 point at 48-47. But William Penn getting a couple of free throws from Katie Golomski with 7.7 seconds remaining to give him a 3-point lead. And a final shot by Brittany Wong with a couple of seconds left from three-point territory bounds out. And Hastings College loses their season opener tonight to William Penn by a score of 52-49. The Broncos ended up shooting only 26% from the floor tonight. They were 17 out of 64 for 26%. Broncos hitting a 3 out of 9 on three-pointers for 33%. And they were 12 out of 27 from the free throw line for 44%. William Penn hit 20 out of 64 from the field tonight for 31%. William Penn, 3 out of 14 on three-pointers for 21%. They hit 9 out of 12 from the free throw line for 75%. Hastings got out-rebounded by William Penn, 53-49. A lot of rebounds tonight on a miserable night shooting the basketball. Hastings turned the ball over 14 times compared to 15 for William Penn. The Broncos had 2 block shots and 8 steals. William Penn had 3 block shots and 3 steals. Hastings had 3 players score in double figures tonight. Chelsea Morton led the way with 11 points for the Broncos. 10 points for Laurel Zwiener and 10 points for Brittany Wong. The other scorers for Hastings, Cammie Bruckman had 4 points in the ballgame. Taz Yorg had 1. Holly Bauer had 4 points tonight. 3 points for Josie Schomp, 6 points for Melissa Thompson, and that is it. 49 points on the board for the Broncos here tonight. Scoring for William Penn, they played a ton of people in the ballgame tonight. In fact, no one reached the double figures tonight for the Lady Statesmen. 8 points, actually 13 points for Oriel Thomas. They had one player scoring double figures. Oriel Thomas had 13 points. Sarah Martin had 2. Sam Abens had 5 points. Katie Golomsky had 5. Taylor Reed had 6. Brittany May had 4 points in the ballgame. I'll give this to you again because statistics make sure they're correct here. Oriel Thomas had 6 points and 13 rebounds in the ballgame, so they did not have anybody in double figures tonight. Sarah Martin had 6 points. Sam Abens had 9 points. Katie Golomsky had 5 points. Taylor Reed had 7. Other scores for William Penn. Cruiser, 6 points for Ariel McQuillan coming in off the bench. So William Penn wins the basketball game here tonight over Hastings College. Final score of 52-49. Stick around. We got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Hastings College Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I head to Cunningham's Journal. Why, well, thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi, internet, to keep updated on all your fantasy players. Juicy burgers and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face-deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
If you want to take comfort in more than amenities and to live on your own but still feel part of a caring community, the Good Samaritan Society offers something more rewarding than a lifestyle and maintenance-free living. The way we see it, it's about living the whole of life, something that is one of the largest providers of senior living services we have made our daily mission and our life's work. Good Samaritan Society, Hastings Village.
This is the player of the game on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
All right, back here at the Waltz Arena in Seward tonight, Hastings College dropping their season opener as they lose to William Penn out of Oskaloosa, Iowa tonight. The final score of 52-49. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. And offensively for Hastings, they had 3 players score in double figures tonight, led by Chelsea Morton, the freshman out of Holdridge. She finishes with 11 points in the ballgame. Brittany Wong with 10 points in the ballgame. Laurel Zwiener had 10 points. in the ball game tonight. Josie Schomp came in, provided four assists in the ball game tonight, and scoring 3 points and grabbing a rebound. Chelsea Morton, by the way, also grabbed 7 rebounds in the contest. Laurel Zwiener had 9. All candidates for the player of the game will come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College in the losing effort will go with the freshman in Chelsea Morton. She went 4 for 4 from the field tonight, hit 3 out of 7 from the free throw line. Morton also pulled down 7 rebounds in the contest. She had 4 offensively and 3 on defense, scores the 11 points, had 2 assists, and had 2 steals as she plays 32 minutes and 21 seconds of the 40-minute ball game here tonight. Chelsea Morton, the freshman out of Holdridge, our player of the game tonight, as Hastings College loses their season opener to William Penn out of Iowa. Final score of 52-49. Stick around. We got the coaches' postgame show up next. You're listening to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the player of the game. Stay tuned. More postgame is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Our postgame coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show. Now it's back to the court with the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
All right, back here at the Waltz Arena in Seward tonight, Hastings College drops this one to William Penn. Final score of 52-49, still waiting for Carrie Hostetter to make her way back out of the locker room after she suffers a loss in her season debut here tonight, losing to William Penn, the Lady Statesman, 52-49. Not a good start for Hastings. They shot just 26% from the field here tonight, hitting 17 out of 64 field goals. Hastings 3 out of 9 on the three-pointers, and they were not very good from the free throw line either. They were 12 out of 27 from the free throw line for 44%. And usually when you shoot under 50% in all three of those categories, it is bound to come up on the short end of things. And that's what happened here tonight. Hastings also out-rebounded in the ball game, 53-49. As we check some more numbers, Laurel Zwiener officially came up with 10 points and 9 rebounds in the ball game for Hastings. Cammie Berkman had 4 points and 3 rebounds. Chelsea Morton had 11 points and 7 rebounds, our player of the game tonight for Hastings College. Brittany Wong came up with 10 points and a couple of rebounds. The other scorers for Hastings in the ball game tonight, Taz Yorig had 1 point and 6 rebounds. Holly Bauer played quite a bit tonight. She had 4 points and 1 rebound for Hastings College. Frankie Peterson, she had no points and 2 rebounds. 3 points and 1 rebound for Josie Schomp. Melissa Thompson had 6 points and 9 rebounds tonight for the Broncos. But again, Hastings out-rebounded in this ball game by William Penn, 53-49. So the Broncos are trying to regroup. They will play tomorrow. That's the nice thing about classics. You get right back into the court usually the following day. And Hastings will take on McPherson College tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon. Concordia and McPherson College and William Penn make up the Concordia Classic, and McPherson College is getting ready to play Concordia in the second ball game, and then the teams will just flip. Hastings will not see Concordia here this weekend. That's probably good news. Concordia, the number one ranked team, and they'll take on McPherson here in their second ball game at 8, and then they'll play the second ball game tomorrow at 2 against William Penn. And the final score, 52-49. Hastings drops this one tonight to the Lady Statesman from William Penn. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
When you have banking to do and you're nowhere close to the bank,
let Home Federal Bank's newest innovation, mobile banking, simplify your life. Hi, this is Chris.
And I'm Lisa. With Home Federal's mobile banking, you can access your finances in the palm of your hand.
View balances, transaction history, and transfer funds. It's easy, secure, and you can bank anytime, anywhere.
Trust, integrity, and hometown values.
Simplify your banking and build your future at home. Home Federal Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So we were hoping to get a chance to talk with Kerry Hofstetter before we got out of here tonight, but evidently still in the locker room. Don't forget, we've got Hastings College football coming your way tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings will take on the 17th ranked team in the country and the Red Raiders out of Northwestern tomorrow. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. It'll be a 12 o'clock noon pregame show with head coach Tony Harper. So again, Hastings College dropping this one in the season opener. Final score of 52-49. That'll wrap things up for us tonight. From my producer and engineer back at the radio station, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Seward.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.